Blog Talk Radio. Foe.
Oh.
IQ.
Work,
Mike Cube.
Legends, Satans, and Stars, the legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battle. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition, Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entry for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all team, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the dynamic duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is going to be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
And where is the body?
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Sell it to me.
Move over, mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head. Mother Bridges in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Let's go.
My fault. I was born.
Where's the body?
Hello and lovely night, everyone out there in radio land. You know, tonight we're going to just kiki, you know, like to have a kiki. And talk about, you know, what occurred last night. You know, the show went on when I got off. So, yeah, I just, let's get my co-host on. Let's go.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get due to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door.
Tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die. Turn. Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And hunt, hunt, honey.
Oh, my co-host, are you there? Jason, Tiffany, Mark, J-Rock, Naima. Is anyone there?
Damn, the damn phone said muted, then unmuted, but I guess I'm here. Hello?
Hello, J-Rock. I'm so sorry. Hello, sweetie.
Where is everybody? I think some people are smoking on their tray already.
Lord, J-Rock, please forgive me. Oh, Lord.
London, hello.
You know, I'm everywhere tonight. Hello, Mark. Hello, J-Rock. I'm so sorry. Is everyone else there?
J-Rock, what's up?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at how they're trying to get everybody online, but clearly the switchboard is smoking on tray.
Switchboard, come a camellia.
What the hell is that?
Not the culture club.
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, y'all
yes.
On them,
are you there?
Y'all on them chicken, they on them chicken hormones. They can't get it together.
Oh, no. So, who shall I start with? Should I start with Haru, Dudu Brown, Balenciaga, or shall I start with Marcus, Nobody, House Shall Not Be Mentioned?
Start with Harold, because start with Harold, mother.
Right, but Harold, what category do you walk? You know, if I recall anything, you know, you can do is throw on a suit. Really, please, for God's sake, do not get in drags and don't ever let me hear you, you know, anybody say you ever got in drags and won a ball. But Harold, seriously, who are you to come for somebody like that? All statuses aside and everything like that, Haru, it's a no-no for you, sweetie. It's a no-no. And I hope you and Rodney were not up in drags up in that bar with the trait. That will be a sight to see.
Definitely.
And if you just feel, you know, sober enough to call in tonight, you graciously have the floor.
Please don't.
No. She'll keep it cute. No, but really, for realness, Haru. No, was she talking about, like, she's known for realness?
I personally, I'm not retracting anything. I have absolutely no idea what she's known for. I'm not going to lie. I don't.
Can somebody give me a rundown? Because last night I ended up hanging up because I had to go to sleep. So all of a sudden the show popped off or something?
Yeah, the show popped off of some sort. You know, some people got quiet when certain people got on the phone, but, you know, some people got hype when certain people got on the phone. But, yeah, that's still not the point. But, Marcus, who are you to say, because of me, you know, Jason cannot be in the room, but you're the main one sending me tea every night. Wait, you're actually sending me tea right now. Marcus, are you just a promoter? Do you want to be like a legendary promoter, or what is it? I don't know what it is with these girls.
They have that now, London legendary promoters. I mean, if you really think about like the people around Marco Herrera and her and a bunch
no.
of other people.
No. I just.
Why are you just saying no like that?
No. It just was not called for last night. You know, Howard tried to attack Naima, and then he came to you. You know.
It didn't come for me. I brushed all of that off on me. I don't care what anybody says, bitch. I climb my ass. I'm not going to ever see it. She came for you, Mark. Rare. She could never come for me. Ever. Ever.
Life. And Jason Mizrahi, Miss Marcus came for you too.
And we're going to deal with her in a minute. But see, the one thing about this show that I'm learning is Switchboard knows when to cut a girl off, and I got the last word last night. With you, Marcus, in that situation, I don't personally know you. I'm sorry, I'm getting the text message from the Dark Knight. He said he's going to take care of you for me, so I don't even have anything else to say to you, Marcus. Other than, I don't need to sit at your table. Who are you to pass judgment or have to take a vote on me? I mean, you're Marcus. You got that song out. I know that it don't mean a swing, don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Do wop the wop. But really.
But why is it that it's because of me that you can't be in the room? But isn't it because of him that most of the girls are on the back blacklist?
I mean, what the fuck happened last night? When I went to sleep, Kelly was playing with her hair. She tied it back up into a Pocahontas ponytail. You know, the room was saying, show your titties, Kelly. And then I was like, okay, well, I got to go to sleep. Film Queen was trying to pull out
his incoming transmission.
And,
I think we have another co-host on the line. Hola.
Who the hell is that?
Naeem is in a queue. I guess she's a private caller.
Oh, Lord. Does anybody want to know her number?
Private
call. Whoever that is needs to be dropped.
Can we drop that loud ass background caller?
Is that Don't Worry, Be Happy? God, thank you. That was whammy threat. Damn.
But as we wait for the other co-host, is there anything interesting happened to you guys today, or
y'all just unmuted me?
It's funny.
Oh, Naeema.
It's funny that this show is desperate. We're late with this, with that, but yet Misty Lake, Miss Kiki Baby, and a few of you other people, you turn in on Tuesday night to listen to this late, desperate, boring show. So what does that say about you, that you're a late, dying,
queen? The thing about Shade is to pay them. You know, they're listening right now, but just pay it.
Well, I wanted to say good evening to everyone. I'm sorry I was late. I was handling some paperwork over here with my mother, but I'm here. Just wanted to say hello to London, to Jason.
Naeema.
Hey, Naeema. Why Naeema coming in trying to sound like she all professional and shit?
Oh, shut up. Keep quiet, J-Rock. Be nice to me. But, so, yes, let's start the shit. Have I missed anything, or have y'all recapped anything yet?
Well, we've talked about Harold. We're talking about Marcus now.
Oh, shit, y'all talked about Harold. Y'all better leave that man alone before he get on here, honey, because he's sober tonight from what I heard.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is it, did you ever get around to say that? To why you don't see Harold, or why you don't see his legendary status?
Let me tell you something, Naeema, and I'll tell you this about Harold, and I'll say the same thing to everybody I said about Milan. I don't have a problem with these people personally. I have been involved in long enough to know that there's a difference between Harold Balenciaga and Rob Big Dinkins. I already know that there's two different people. Personally, I don't have a problem with Harold nor Milan Brown. Milan Blahnik and Harold Balenciaga, I have a problem with. Milan Brown is a complete fucking liar, and I don't see her. I think her ballroom career is a joke, just like Harold said to me. I just think it's tired, and I think she's tired for being trashy she is, and Harold being an icon, Naima was around long enough to stand on the sidelines and see. I just don't see it. I just don't. You can't make me see it. Just like I don't see a couple of people, I just don't see it. I'm not going to get into specifics. You know, I'm not going to give a whole ballroom history of what I perceive as not seeing it, but I just don't see it. I'm never going to see it. And I'm just
going to. Right. So
hold on. Can I say something? You know when you legendary and you're iconic.
Wait a minute, for me.
When you're legendary.
Really? Where the fuck did you come from?
When you're legendary and you're iconic. You do the ballroom thing, but on top of that, you have functions. You have outputs. You have outputs. Listen, you have outputs, and you have funds. You have fundraisers.
Who is controlling
for people
the switchboard
that,
right now?
Security.
Oh my goodness! I'm trying to figure out how the hell, what the hell, and who the hell.
You know what? It's going to. I already know what kind of night this is going to be. And
wait
I
a minute, key motherfucking key. Let it be known that bitches, when y'all call in on Tuesday night and all you motherfuckers in the chat room and all that bullshit, all the late this, late that, all that, this is a Tuesday night show for ballroom about Key Ken having a good time.
Why
reading
do
down, throwing shade, and bitches, y'all listening to it. Hello.
All right. Is it only me, or I'm starting not to, J-Rock and Bishop are starting to sound the same alike?
No, it's not you.
Oh, it's definitely not you.
Are y'all trying to say that I sound
incoming
like
incoming transmission.
Child, now y'all have tried all of that.
Incoming transmission, you're live on the air. I'm supposed
to say the number?
Right. Wait. Oh, private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, is J-Rock on the line?
Oh, shit.
Yes,
I would like to tell J-Rock, you are a complete storm drain. You are draining. You are not, and you'll never be nothing. Don't you let nobody tell you different. Goodbye.
That voice sounded so fake.
And you know what's so funny, though? That was fucking hilarious. For the simple fact, I am still at my career, at work, chilling on the line with the Kiki party. And guess what? I got paid on the 1st and the 15th, and you ain't doing shit for
right,
me.
But J-Rock, a round of applause. That's the first person to ever come and call in the radio show and, like, you know, try to read you like that. You know, try to...
Did that child just say
you was a storm drain?
Yes, a storm drain.
He said I'm a storm drain, and I'm a not. That is so funny because I didn't know that I made that much difference in people's lives to where they would want to call in and do that kind of shit.
Would you say that I was a knot that turned into a bow tie? Would you say that?
I don't know because, bitch, I was already
you.
A bow tie when I was born.
I know what you would say.
Are we doing Tiny Chat? Because I'm trying to set it up. Are we doing? Who's doing Tiny Chat? Because if not,
I don't feel like getting on Tiny Chat because I don't have on any clothes right now.
You know what? I know who the fuck that was that called in. I just caught the voice due to the fact I'm not on nothing. I'm just on the phone. But I caught the voice. Bitch, shut your stupid ass down. But we're going to talk about that later.
So,
how about we talk about that now?
Child, that's somebody in my house playing on the phone.
So that's an Ebony playing on the phone?
Yeah, try me in the chat room. What does that say? NW known.
Because, I mean, think about it, y'all. Really, really think about it. How many people, when is the last time I had a problem with anybody on the show? The last time I had a problem was when Keisha said, that ain't no money. Other than that, I have not had a problem with
Keisha. Don't even call anymore.
No, where's Trayvon?
Incoming transmission.
Oh, yeah, and then Trayvon. Trayvon did try to hit me, though.
Incoming tranny. 201-0, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is me. It's me on the other phone.
Okay.
Hey. I want to forgive a shout out for her Nova King in the chat room. Hey, her Nova King.
Hey. Yes, hey, Novi.
Yes, okay, all right, so,
if all the hoes that think I'm late, stay out of my motherfucking inbox, because, bitch, I don't want none of y'all. How about that?
Right, Trayvon, I know you're there. Just call in. You know, let us know that you're okay.
Well, can we take the money out of the cage to play with it for a little while?
To play what? Can we play the Just Because game or something?
Yeah,
can
sure.
Can we take the money out of the cage, Jason?
I don't give a damn. Sure, it's tonight. Is what the fuck? Just because what
the
fuck?
Naima,
I'm concerned.
Just because we take the monkey out the cage doesn't mean we won't put you back in.
Speaking of monkeys and cages, where is Tiffany?
Right, Tiffany, come out the cage, Tiffany.
I was crying, my sister.
No, because Tiffany said she had something she wanted to talk about, the fact that his bail was $1,000 and it only took $175 to get him out, and he's still sitting there. I don't understand that.
Who's still sitting there? Who?
Curious George.
That's something that I said too. I was like, how the hell? I hate old fake ass ballroom supposed to be family. Bitch, if my bun is
incoming red, transmission.
Incoming tranny 313-808, you're live on air.
You know what, London, I love you, but just because you're on the air do not mean you should quit your day job and start a singing career, okay? Baby, if you say comic comedian one more time.
I need to know where that came from.
Hey, Mom, Robbie J. Rock. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, Naima.
Not rise back up like Maya Angelou.
This ain't Maya, this Eric.
No, I know. You didn't catch this,
bro. Pour me a cocktail.
What'd you say, London? Say it again.
Tonight. Y'all better watch out.
Say it again, London.
I said, even though you bring me down does not mean I won't rise back up like Maya Angelou.
Oh, well, come on then. That's what you do, rise.
Hello,
I don't know about that.
Oh, wait, J-Rock?
Yes.
Just because you're in the military, you know what, I'm going to leave that alone.
Go ahead. You can't be see, that's the thing about me. You can't be sparing my life from the just because. Say it. This is the Kiki night. This is Tuesday.
I'm in the military too, J-Rock. You know that. I'm Marine Corps. You are Navy. So.
Oh, yeah. So you know,
honey,
we can go back and
just
forth
because.
All night. Just because you're in the Marine Corps don't mean that you're a top.
Ooh. You know what? Oh, you went there? Look, hold on. Y'all put me back on.
Oh, I feel good.
Let me just say to the people that come in my inbox that I know that y'all listen to the show and I know that y'all avatars from the show, please stop coming to my inbox asking me why I'm a bottom. This is what God intended, okay?
Ew, so, you get that?
Right.
Yes, from these fucking rocks from the show, and I don't mean saying rocks like knots. I'm just saying.
Okay, well then you know what? Just because you're a bottom doesn't mean that you have
incoming transmission.
Just nailed down.
How do I cut my camera?
Wait, Naima, you have to say you're just because again because the incoming tranny was over you.
I said just because you're a bottom doesn't mean that you have to have every piece of dick that ain't nailed down. Oh.
Incoming transmission. Saying.
Oh, here we go.
And just because my ass does not mean I do not have to go to this caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, Mark, somebody said they never asked why you were a bottom.
Okay, listen, this is Bishop.
Private caller?
Look.
And then they said you were a power bottom. Mark, what's
a
power bottom?
It's
I
don't know.
Bishop,
hold on, Bishop, it's a damn shame that I have to block.
Because,
I just want to say something. It's a damn shame that I have to. Just because you all have a radio show doesn't mean that someone is not listening to the what's going on in the ballroom scene and what's going on in the gay community. Just because you all think that, yeah, you can block me or you can unmute me or mute me doesn't mean that, yeah, you have power. Just because...
Switchboard, thank you. We need you. Security.
I just wanted to say about the situation that y'all were talking about when you all came on about Iconic and Legend.
We were talking about the argument.
But you all bring up... the argument last night I heard. The thing is that you all bring up, I'm not going to be long with them, be brief. You all bring up about Iconic and Legendary. When you Legendary, you Iconic. Honestly, keep it real with you. You look out for your house family. You look out and you have organizations that are setting tolls for anybody that wants to be a part of.
Batman!
Incoming transmission.
Thank you so much, but this is not tonight. Incoming tranny 412-294, you're live.
Bitch, was that the Dark Knight?
And got one girl, don't let
incoming me. Transmission.
I'll chugger the
412-294, you're live on the air. When I say your number, that means you're live. 412-294.
They ain't never bet you told me my ass was too much.
Incoming transmission.
Are you failing?
Okay.
Is that
caller, you're live on the air.
Just because you didn't succeed the first time, Bishop, doesn't mean you shouldn't try and kill yourself again.
Oh my God. Oh, Lord have mercy.
That must be Kelly at the switchboard, honey.
Yeah, just because I toasted you just because does not mean you can just because like that, just because.
Jesus, be a biscuit.
Oh, no.
Incoming transmission.
Girl, they is calling tonight. What's going on?
Just because you walk film queen sex diary doesn't mean that you're sexy.
Okay.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You know what? Where is Alexis Clark? Because I need to get my metal meat tenderizer from her.
What?
No, I'm not doing it tonight.
Wait a minute, is that the Exorcist?
Oh, no,
can you take that that voice box thing away from your throat and put it in the water?
Look
and shock yourself.
Over.
I'm calling a priest, bitch. I think that child's possessed.
Overall, mother exorcist, bitch. What the fuck?
Can we get Alexis on the line? Because I wanted to ask her what happened to my metal meat tenderizer I had gave her the other day.
Is on the line.
Oh.
Incoming transmission.
47301, you're live on the air.
You said if you ask for her, she will come.
Oh, Lord.
Just because you made a group does not mean you can, you know, come for mine.
Why did I come for your group, London? What are you talking about?
You know, making a group is coming for my group.
Oh, Lord.
London, I've been having...
Incoming transmission.
Oh, Tiffany, you're there. What did you say? Hello, Tiffany.
Yes.
Somebody said Alexis... somebody said Alexis don't need a meat tenderizer. She got plenty of her own. Ooh.
No, but she, but no, but she had bald mouth because she had some, you know, some steak over there that she wanted to tenderize. She had to beat out. So
my sister was using it to do her, to do body.
I don't even like the way that sounds. Beat out.
She was,
yes.
She
beat
was
out
trying
that
to put
meat.
The girl's the body in, and she had to beat it down for it to smooth out.
Oh, my God. Well, that
was it a meat tenderizer to make cube steak?
Yes, beat out that
right.
meat.
Right, cube steak, right, honey, because it's called pink pie numbers.
So, Tiffany.
Wait a minute, so we're talking about beet. Mother, did you get this tea, honey? You remember last time we was on the radio, we were talking about some boy, I guess it was in these groups, the boy Christian or something. He used to be real fine, but now he was basically saying he'll sleep with anybody for coke and all this.
Oh,
talking
shit.
About
Maya's ex-lover.
Yeah, right. So did you hear just recently, honey, so he moved back to California, right? So he's just very, don't have any money, broke, just go around people trying to get high for free. And he was with the girl the other night, you know, getting stoned, and the girl left out of the room. And he very much, he came back, and, honey, he was trying to steal her shit, steal out her pocketbook. And she gave him a unmercifully whooping and beat him so bad, honey, they got to fight, and she had to pull a pistol on him and everything, honey. Get him up out of here.
I told
you. So now
I
we doing
you.
Snatch and grabs? We doing snatch and grabs?
Wait,
yes,
girl.
You know, when a cokehead gets to that point, you know, a bitch would do
it's
anything.
Bad.
No, but wait, I told these boys they just haven't got the right girl yet. He got
wait
them
a minute.
Right
so
girl.
You're telling me he, so the girl left out and left him in what, a hotel room or something?
I think it was a hotel. I think it probably was like their house, you know, and it was just to get, get high. You know how you do, girl. And the girl stepped out the room for a minute or whatever the case might be, so it had to be a house, you feel me? It wasn't a hotel. She stepped out the room for a minute, whether she went to the bathroom or whatever, I don't know, but girl came back, and girl, you was... Honey, you was trying to snatch that lady purse. You was, you know what I'm saying? Like, where did you think you
were going to go?
Tried
to turn it and got her.
Did your girlfriend take pictures, or can we get her on the air?
No, I mean, they said the boy is slow. Said, why? Now, this is a femme queen he did this with, right? Very much gay. They said after she was whooping his ass and had to pull up, she was whooping his ass, and then he told her, "Why are you doing this to me? I thought we was homeboys."
Oh,
so then she pulled
the
pistol. So then she pulled a pistol on him after that, honey.
That's why he pulled that pistol. That was the ultimate disrespect.
Yes.
No, he was
she pulled her pants off
because
she got very. I heard you got that nasty woman's disease.
Oh, honey, and that's another. It's a mess, honey. They said that baby. I don't know the boy, and I don't know what he looked like from the beginning. But they say, honey, that baby face so swole, said the cheeks and the jawline so big. They thought he had some kind of work done his face.
But what did that have to do with the child meat? I thought you were going to say that the girl said he didn't have no meat, or he had meat, or something happened with the meat, or something.
I guess she said it's meat so that we remember who she was talking about.
No, I didn't say that about meat.
Naima,
you
know what
the meat. And I said speaking about getting beat.
Yeah, Naima, you know what the meat looks like. You went in the inbox as well.
not too much, London, not too much.
She was one of the girls talking about what she can get for the coke if you buy a gram. Naima, you was one of the girls?
No,
Naima was
definitely
on the show. Y'all don't remember a couple of months ago Naima was on the show saying that he was calling her, trying to come over there, get her, and she wasn't trying to answer.
She said she told him, I have never been a...
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is not about me. So,
now it ain't about you.
I'm not saying that I don't pay the nose bill every now and then, but
we're just saying that you know what the piece looks like.
I don't know what the child piece looks like.
CJ, if you're listening, you want to give us your side of the story. Why was you trying to snatch that lady purse?
CJ, if you can open one of your eyes or your mouth and let
they tried. I mean, she was in the chat room. That child Key Baby said that Eva should be Santa Claus at the moment.
I told you. I thought something funny because you can't never understand the shit she's saying for laughing at the same damn time.
The child in the chat room said Naima should be Santa Claus in the mall.
Oh, wow. So the kids can sit on her lap?
No, ma'am. I would never let my child sit on their lap.
Oh, ma'am, but you would.
Did you know what that boy thought? What probably said, I thought we was homeboys. She had to be whooping his ass fiercely. He must have thought he was in a UFC tournament or something. So he knew that was some powerful blows, bitch.
I don't know why the bitch queen, there's no shade, I'm not trying to be funny towards the femme queens. I don't know why the bitch queen continues to try these girls. Do they even look at some of these before they try them? Because, baby, I would have caught.
He should have called his mother Callie, honey, so she could take a trip on out there to California, honey, and you know, and beat that child into a box.
She, who?
Tiffany, do you have any updates about Ginger Doodoo?
Oh no, poor Ginger, honey. No, I heard she called the girls. You know, her people supposed to be her moms and stuff. Asked for 175 to get out, and they very gave her a no man Pam, honey. Like, girl, I don't know. She's still
single. Not no man Pam.
I'm denouncing all of our doggone relationships.
So how is she getting locked up again?
It's so ironic. It's so ironic that she has arcades and, you know, Pac-Man machines in her house, but she can't pay $175 to get out of jail.
So funny that she got locked up. Like, it must have been like the night after we called her on the show. I don't know what to say. Girl,
oh my God!
In
that room.
But I got
a question.
Y'all did not believe me when I said the man with the yellow hat said it was time to put the monkey in the cage.
I got a question, y'all. But this is what I'm saying, though, y'all. I got a question. Okay, if somebody get locked up, and this is from my experience of friends getting locked up, sometimes they can't get a hold of their money. So, like, say, for instance, I get locked up, and I say, hey, Tiffany, come bail me out. I'm pretty sure you know that I got you. So are they saying that they don't trust that they're going to get their coin back if they get her out? It's only a dollar.
Well,
personally,
she wouldn't have been saying, hey, Tiffany, to me, because last MLK weekend, honey, she was in a hotel and broke them folks' toilet and got her shit locked, and Tiffany had to give her $200. And Tiffany ain't never seen her $200 since then. So basically, Tiffany, honey, wouldn't be getting her out.
Tell the fucking public.
What did she call
her
legacy house number?
Burned her bridge. Burned that bridge. That bridge, baby.
Did she call the house a legacy to get high?
Where's Kelly at? Where Kelly keep at, honey? I listened to Kelly last night, too. Come on, mother, honey. Say if you call, you shall come. I listened to the show last night. Girl, Kelly kept acting like she didn't know what the hell was going on. Oh, girl, you knew what was going on.
Wait, I think we have private caller. Ginger's private caller.
Bitch, I need to stop drinking this Red Bull. This Red Bull got me. Maybe I was
drinking. Who was that? You, Alexa?
Girl, y'all
don't do
Alexa
funny. Like that. Alexa,
that's Alexa.
Bitch, y'all got monkeys calling into the motherfucking show.
Bitch, I was like, wait a minute.
I can't.
Miss Bubbles was going in.
Oh, shit. Hakuna Matata, bitch.
Alexis, what is the key?
Oh, God. Please put that monkey back in the cage.
That was fun.
Y'all girls are going to hell in a handbasket.
We'll be right
back. Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Bitch, I hope y'all get a key.
Oh, shit. They gave that monkey a banana to make a phone call.
Why you won't get her out?
Miss, that monkey sounded upset, though, whoever that was calling.
Bill Queen with 15 inches is a fair girl.
She was shaking the cage and everything. Oh, my God.
She shook the motherfucking cage.
But why is her monkey with her banana?
What, London?
Wait, 15 put a mugshot of the monkey with the banana.
J-Rock.
Yes?
That's your Judy. Why you won't get her out?
Baby, let me tell you one motherfucking thing.
But Tiffany,
you should $20,000 a year.
No, Tiffany.
Ain't nobody call me.
Tiffany, she's one call away from you, sweetie. You called her last week.
No, she ain't one. She ain't one call away from
there she goes again. Ginger, go along, sweetie.
She going to get on this woman. She going to get out of here. She going to get on this phone, and she going to read everybody. She going to call everybody, everything but the child of God on here.
Well, she can't read me.
Yeah, read
me. Can call for me.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Don't get too close to monkeys.
You know, it's too close to Christmas, too. I don't think she's going to really get built. You know, hold on. My mama had 8 kids. I got Christmas present to buy.
Did y'all catch this dog on YouTube video? Did they just put, you know what? Okay.
Just because you win $5,000 don't mean your ass can't go to jail.
Give me that five. I want that five. Give me that five.
I want 5,000. Give me that. Bitch, we got money.
Now she's saying, give me that key. Give me that key.
On a serious note, or whatever, like that, you know, I'm telling you, you know, you can only like my sister Alexis would tell me, you know, when you getting out those magic wands, honey, if you know them wands ain't gonna work for you all the dog. You notice in the movie Harry Potter, if the wand is not registered to you, honey, it's not gonna cast those spells like you want. And sometimes, honey, them things will backfire on you. So you know,
right.
I think she just
because you gotta take the good with the bad shit. You out there doing shit like that, and I'm not saying it like I'm trying to condemn or trying to judge, but at the same time, you gotta give it your hands cold. For you sell drugs, it's a possibility. You craft, it's a possibility. You out there fighting, it's a possibility. Shit, you might just go to jail for doing all three. So, shit, she wound up in jail. She did something stupid. Say it.
I have a question. Why is it that when people, maybe somebody can answer this, why is it that when people do stuff that they know they can get out eventually?
Look at the boot, claws.
What? Like I was saying, why is it when people do like stuff that they know that they're gonna eventually get out of jail for? Why don't they like put stuff up for themselves? Like they do so much. Oh, I already asked my own question. It's quick, it's fast. They think it's gonna last. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know why they say that.
Cause I done seen girls come into like thousands and thousands and thousands. You be like, bitch, where you get that? You know
what they're doing? They're buying their girlfriends. They ain't got no more change left. They're buying their girlfriends. If you buy your girlfriend, shit, and by the time you look over, your money gone. The code.
You know what?
You seen what they said in that group?
I was getting ready to entertain that, but
I mean, it's not, I'm not being funny, but I mean, we all know that a lot of people play into keeping up with the Joneses, and sometimes the Joneses are sitting and standing right next to you.
That just tripped me out because I didn't seen hoes like literally. I'm not like exaggerating. I've seen hoes with thousands of dollars like within a month's time, thousands and thousands. And then the credit cards, because you got to understand, back in the day before Hurricane Katrina, quarter bitches.
Y'all better stop. Y'all gonna get Harold on here and he gonna get the reading.
Come on, Nova.
Yes. Y'all is wrong. Y'all is
wrong.
I know you've seen tons of bitches have thousands of dollars, but Ginger was unaware of the situation that she was going to be in.
Let me tell y'all something. When it comes to, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, the girl with the girls will be thinking about is saving their coins. You know, if you flip in $5,000, $1,000, $2,000, whatever the amount is in a week, in a day, or whatever the case may be, but you need to take that coin some doggone way, for real, for real.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Like,
Tina,
Naima, how in the hell are you going to save a coin when you sniffing coke and motherfucking going to balls all day? A ball a month cost you $1,000.
But bitch,
every fucking ball that
in
goes on in a month, you spend $1,000. By the time you do the eight ball, by the time you do about
don't forget
the
pawn rent. Don't forget the pawn rent.
I mean, you is not spending $1,000 on no ball. Shut the hell up. You is crazy.
Wait a minute. You want to tell Tiffany? You want to tell me that these motherfucking queens don't spend $1,000 a month on the ball? Obviously,
no.
You don't go to a lot of balls.
You know what?
You know what,
Mark? It's possible. Think about it, Tiffany. If you go to three balls and you from the West Coast, and you go to three balls, but they're not on the West Coast. Bitch, you had to get there some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he was just saying, like, paying to get in the balls. I'm like, shit, balls ain't number $30 to get in. Like, that's what
well,
I want. Right,
she didn't
like,
say that.
But if you go with the same leather pants that J-Rock had on, you had to pay a lot for those pants.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you go to six balls in a week, add that up. That's not close to $1,000 in a month.
Ain't no damn six balls in a week. It ain't even 6 days. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm tired.
Yeah. First of all, let me run it down to you, boo.
It's
not
even 6 days in a week.
Hold on. I'm going to run it down to y'all in regions. Catch it. You got Marquise Redmond on a Monday night. You got two different Tuesday nights. You got the A-list on Tuesday, and you got the Vogue nights on Tuesday. You got the motherfucking clubhouse thing they got going on in Philly on a Wednesday, sometimes on Wednesday. You got the fucking, what's the name, on Thursday, and Al Verney is throwing the ball every other fucking week. You're going to tell me it's not a ball 6 days a week, and it's a ball every fucking Saturday. It's not a ball 6 days a week.
And you're going to want to do your drugs.
All right, so you're going to tell me it's not a ball every 6 days a week, please. And then Jack comes with the Rumble every other Sunday or every third Sunday. So, please, it's a ball 7 days a week some weeks.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it. I'm too
knot.
Cheap.
I'm
sorry.
I'm a little knot who really doesn't know a lot about ballroom, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're not, but you're not little, Tiffany. But,
That was cute.
So what did y'all think about the Victoria's Secret show tonight?
I was at work. I didn't see that.
Naima, you're so straight.
Not
like,
give me a break. Hold up.
Girl.
Who in the fuck is on the push button playing Nell Carter? Like, yeah, I caught that. Baby, Nell Carter never looked this good. She was giving a butchie. Like, she was giving a little butchie set.
Shelly must be on that switchboard, bitch, because that switchboard is giving a lot of things.
Yes, now give me
don't
a break because I sure
you know,
need it.
I was talking to somebody, and they said somebody from out there, you know what? No. Because I'm going to be traveling out there next year, so I'm going to be nice.
What? You know, Naima, you know, sometimes I just be like, what? After you say
Now, since y'all are on all this kind of shit and y'all really
so,
ain't
so
got...
So, Naima, how did it feel to have Mommy and Daddy protect you last night?
What happened, Blunden? Give me the tea. Give me the E.
Well, Alexis was reading some messages that somebody was sending her, and it sounded like one of my brothers trying it, how me and him, when me and him go back and forth. So I had made a comment about him, you know, in Kenya because that's how me and him, that's how we do. But I did feel some type of way when I thought it was him, but I apologized to him. So anyway, his father, you know, wanted to address me. And then he came on the radio and wanted to address me. And then Dexter came on and was like, oh, no, you're not going to give my daughter too much. And then Cabbage came on, and she was like, oh, but she has a mother, too. So what's the tea now? What's the problem? And, you know.
Right. but she said
also Cabbage and Dexter got on there to protect you.
Yeah, she said Dexter, she said Cabbage, but she did not say Harold.
Ooh, so Harold came on there and gave you the business last night, Naima.
No, he didn't really give me the business. He was just, you know, like, you know, because he was
and Naima, who was the other person? Was it Dante?
Who? That was coming to me? Oh, did I was coming for?
Yeah.
The brother.
No, I said my brother. Dante is my husband in my head, but no, my brother is Corey.
Oh, okay.
Corey.
Oh, my man. Corey, the one who walks runway.
Yeah, Corey. You know, Corey be, you know, he be coming for me every now and then. So I saw some of the stuff that Alexa was getting out inbox was from him. But I apologize to him because it wasn't him.
And then, and Mark called in, you know, just to call in and say hello.
That. You know, I listened to the archives, honey. You know, my brother told me, so you know I had to listen to the archives. But I didn't hear that up with him and Naima. I listened to mostly all the show. And then I, like, skipped, like, for, like, only, like, maybe 20 minutes. So I guess, like, maybe that's when the stuff with Naima was. And then I listened to Mark and Harold going at it. And Harold was the fish and Mark was the trade. And, honey, it was just a lot going on, honey.
Wait a minute, back that up. Who was the fish and who was the trade?
Well, Mark was giving the trade, Harold was giving the fish.
Ooh,
that's
y'all want him to call in here?
I don't give a damn. What are you going to say about me, honey? I don't give a damn, honey. No, he just was like, Mark, you're a fucking not. His voice was just a little high pitched, maybe because he was drunk. And Mark was giving. You're nobody. You know, his voice was just a little high, you know, maybe because he was drunk. And Mark was, you know, very stern, and he was like,
yeah, and it was a key Mark coming every other second, like, bitch, I don't care, bitch, I get paid. Bitch, I'm on my paycheck, bitch.
Yeah, he said I'm ball walking all over my paycheck.
No, but I'm listen, it's not that serious, okay? It's just ballroom, okay? I really didn't think it that serious at all. Like I said, it's just an opinion. You know what I mean? When you go up there and you walk and you get chopped and you get through, it's all a matter of opinion.
And then, then the girls were reading. Mark and Steve, you know, me and Mark and the guy into it, honey. And then the other girls started, you know. It was just a
Mark.
No,
Mark is. Let me tell you something, first of all. Dumb mother, and I will tell you, and I don't give a fuck who's listening in line, as dumb motherfucking girls in them groups ever motherfucking try me, I will light dumb bitches up going down the line one by one, because just because I don't spill tea don't mean I ain't got your motherfucking destiny in the palm of my motherfucking hands. I will make you bitches commit suicide with the tea,
you know,
I got. So y'all may
see,
not
that's
even
why, that's
try
that's why Harold said that shit about you. Harold said you from that era, you think you got all these kids scared because you read, you from that era of reading, honey, but see, what you don't realize is he from that motherfucking era, too. See, that's why now you're talking about I got your destiny in a palm of my hand. Who the fuck is you, Destiny Child? So now you want to go there.
You motherfucking right, I'll be Destiny Child. I tell you what, let a motherfucking bitch come for me publicly. They say what they want indirectly in them groups and to me, indirectly, but they have not come directly at me yet. I will have them bitches sitting online, slitting their wrists while they sitting there typing. Trust me, they do not want to play with me.
So, Mark, you should be in the process because Harry came for you last night.
Harold didn't come for me. If I don't see you in that way, why would I take it offensively?
Okay.
I was mad at Mark said you never walk nothing at once. I'm like, Mark, why is you doing all of this? Like, it's getting serious. He said you never walk nothing at once.
He walked a lot. He just didn't win.
Did he get his tens?
He got his tens. He got through the process of elimination. Goodbye, Miguel.
But he just recently got set by a star, I believe. And he's in your house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a few of them that got set by that same star.
I don't know nothing about that. When I first got into the ballroom scene, I started asking about certain icons and all that stuff. I was told, oh, yes, bitch, if you want to know Butch Queen exec, bitch, you want to know Harold Balenciaga. And that's what I got told by somebody that was not even a Naga. Well, they was a Mugler, but I don't know. Maybe. So that's what I thought. I didn't see them, but that's what I.
Sorry, Jason.
I'm just saying, you know. I don't know.
Y'all could just kept shit real cute when Tony called here. When Tony called here, Tony had something to say to Enrique. Child, girl.
Oh, yeah, honey. I can't lie. Tony lit that phone up, honey, and it was giving very much cricket goddamn tease. Like,
I wasn't lying.
Let me tell y'all something, okay? And I'm not being shady when I say this. Let me tell you something, okay? The word says, fear no one but God.
Exactly. Naima, say it again.
Fear no one but God.
Okay.
That's
because
anybody.
God is the only one who has the power to kill you, take your life, honey, or preserve you. So all of that, you know, extra shit, stuff like that, child, I pay for. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell y'all something, you know, about me. And I'm not afraid to say this or whatever. Growing up, I used to be, you know, intimidated by a lot of people. I'm not just talking about in the scene, but I'm just talking about just in general, you know, in school, you know, at work and things like that. You know, I'm going to tell you, ever since I became drag and then became a femme queen and stuff like that, it's just like, bitch, I have this must have been my split personality or something like that, because I just taste no shit. Like, bitch, we going to tear. Either you going to whoop my ass or I'm going to whoop yours. So however way it goes down or whatever like that, bitch, if we're going to tear, we're going to tear, because I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
The most scariest bitch, you back her up into a corner, she will kill you, and you will gag. So all of that, you know, I will beat you, and I will get this, and I'll get my house, and I'll die. Okay, girl, you go ahead and get it. And you know who else you need to get? Go get the cavalry, too. Because, bitch, after I'm done with you, I may not beat your whole class, bitch. I'm going to make sure I take your motherfucking ass down with me. Trust. They be so quick to pop shit, you know, to the girls, want to scare the girls, talk about, yeah, bitch, me and my house going to tear, we going to jump.
I just want to say this.
I'm sorry
for cutting you off. I just want to say this, that all the people that seem to have issues with Jazzy are the people who have issues with their lives, the happiness, their insecurity with who they are, they're unhappy with their own life. Misery loves company. So why bash someone that's successful? I mean, she got her own home, her own job. She's the only motherfucker that can give a fucking job and give out all
her
fucking money.
Not a job.
She ain't asking for, you know, she ain't asking for handouts from this agency or that motherfucking agency, but they want to tear her down. But I don't get it. And it's not because Jasmine is my friend. Even if Jasmine wasn't my friend, I'll say this. Before I was a part of this show, I listened to this show, and there were some times when I couldn't stand Callie. Until I got to really know Callie. That is two sides of Callie. Like, there's two sides to everybody. Jasmine doesn't do anything to anyone. Okay, so what? She don't come to your fucking ball. Big fucking deal. She knew your ball was going to be a fucking flop. You wasn't going to have all your goddamn money. And you was going to get your girlfriends to shut it down. Boom, bam, pow. How you like me?
And that's the same reason I don't go to balls.
Okay, so I could care less, honey, really, about a function. It's no shade, bitch. I got prominent life issues that's going on with myself now and other things that's more important, bitch. The motherfucker seems to go to hell in a fiery basket for all I care.
You keep talking about this fiery basket.
Yes, honey, with gasoline underwear going.
Oh, shit.
Just because we play in ballroom does not mean we have to live in it.
Oof.
Bitch, I'm going to go to me a ball.
Can y'all in that chat room, if y'all are going to hit me up in a private inbox, put it in English. I don't understand what that shit is that y'all are saying.
Just because you're an icon doesn't mean that they still won't cut your lights off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just because you're an icon doesn't mean you don't sleep on the motherfucking floor.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I got a $6,000 bed.
Just because you're a legend doesn't give you the right to be a pedophile.
Just because you paid for your status doesn't mean the girls are going to give you a receipt.
Oh, speaking of receipts, Mark, did you take my shit back to Walmart and get my
$250? I sure did,
because
I got my $250. I got my $250 off your $450, brother. Don't worry, I'm going to send you your $125.
All right, thank you.
Child, what kind of magic y'all coming in Walmart?
Those four dates that I did today for $50, they only gave me one Miley, bitch. They got ran out of here before giving me them other Miley.
Because y'all $250 amongst each other does not mean the whole crew does not win in on it. So give it up.
just because I'm about to lick this motherfucking Molly doesn't mean I'm not going to be stoned.
When will the kids get off the drugs?
Oh, girl, please. Should I wave a bag now or wait until the show's over?
I don't do the drugs no more. Didn't I say I was in rehab?
Now, just because she said that, I don't believe her.
Right.
Well, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Thank you very much.
Lord. What do you think? So, Tiffany, you wasn't on here when I answered this question the other day. What do you think about the Ballenstein now really getting noticed by the celebrities and things like that? What do you think about that whole movement now, and where you see it going in the future?
The what? The movement? The ballroom scene?
With the celebrity. You know that's something that
ballroom
okay,
had
the other day?
Hold on, Naima. Have you seen
the ball at the W, Tiffany?
Yeah, I've seen that, but I don't really feel like that was, to me, that really wasn't like a ball. That was more like a show, like a little.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like that was, in essence,
a
ball.
That was a charity. It gave charity.
Like,
it was,
and
it
showed
very made up. It was made
right.
up.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Because, you know, I don't feel that it's really all the way around representation of what the ballroom scene is, and I don't honestly think that the state that the ballroom scene is in right now, no celebrity would ever want to come around because
the shit
starts in the wee hours of the damn morning, honey. Ain't nobody got time for no bullshit like that.
Let me tell you something about this W ball. They had it the W. When it came time for them motherfucking celebrities to get on time, them motherfucking whores was in that building by 5-6 o'clock. Now you can't get them to come to somebody else's ball like that, but
they
them whores was in that building and dressed and ready by 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so see, nobody's gonna want. Ain't a celebrity gonna want to come to no goddamn ball and no two starting two in the damn morning, 1:30 in the morning.
But
no,
I'm
ma'am.
But you know what, though? That should tell you something, right? Are y'all getting into the bigger picture?
Exactly.
Naima,
I got you.
You got it, right? So
I got it.
The bigger picture here is, if y'all can show up there and it's in the evening time, dressed like Mark just said, dressed, painted, ready to dance, or ready to do whatever you got to do at that time, then y'all can definitely do the same doggone thing as somebody. But see, here's the thing, though. They had these balls at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the doggone morning, and you girls want to wait and, you know, show up real late and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. They showed up there at that W, and the reason why they showed up there because, number one, them celebrities, even though some celebrities be late, them motherfuckers get in there on time. They want to get the fuck up out of there.
Exactly. They got drugs and
motherfucking
shit to do.
They wanted to be seen.
And
they wanted to be
know,
on camera.
They didn't even know what was going on. You know, they voted a certain way. They voted because a certain person was voguing.
I mean, and then what was that clip? Yeah, they really didn't even know what they was judging. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then what was that damn
clip?
Yeah, when they didn't even know who they awarded with Mike. Like, they didn't know who the hell had won.
They
didn't know
him in his face.
No, but get into
it. And they were
beating
him in his face.
Wait, how was they reading him? I missed that. Wait a minute. Let's go one thing at a time. How were
they
reading him in his face?
They said Maru's face or something. They said he should be manly. He should have structure. The queen turned his on Mike and said, you know, he should be manly. He should have structure. And he was like, I want to know who's the winner. And looked at Mike and then looked around and said, who's the winner?
That was cute. What they did at the W. But you know what I really want them to do? I want them to take it to another level, and where they actually what they see, what the celebrities see on YouTube, because you know they watch the girls on YouTube. What they see on YouTube and have the actual tables out there and all the people, all of the houses representing and chanting their names
and chanting their names
really
down.
Chanting their names and their numbers.
Really,
I want the celebrities.
Do you really think that? Because so much fight.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't think the girls are going to carry and tear it when they got celebrities, professional security, and a professional
hold on,
like
hold on, hold on. First of all, let's make something clear. Ballroom, the way we see it, will never be mainstream, ever, ever.
Right.
This is why they recreated what a vision of the ballroom scene was at that night. Ballroom itself is underground. It was meant to be underground, and that's how it's going to stay. These celebrities could never, and I mean never in a day, create the ballroom that we have. They're always going to clean it up. That ball was cleaner
than
the
motherfucker. Yeah, because they just want to come in and they want to take bits and pieces and use bits and pieces
they
of it.
They want to make it into
their own.
Honestly, Beyonce want to take bits and pieces of Naomi, but she don't want to hire her. Yeah, I can believe that. Because I'm going to tell you something. Miss Beyonce, she's a jaded and jealous. For that girl to be the type of person that she is, she's a jealous bitch. You can tell that she got a jealous spirit about her.
That's just like when Vogue Evolution was on MTV and Lil Mama tried to come for Laomi. The reason why Laomi was crying, Laomi really wanted to, like, go in on national TV on that little man.
Let me tell you something.
Lil Mama should not be reading nobody with that dog on forehead, with that big head like that. See that? That bitch looks like she got a lot on her mind,
face.
And she should not be reading nobody.
That is a bush queen in drag. That is a bush queen in drag. I don't care what nobody say.
She should not be talking when her head looks like the platform that Laomi dances on.
I don't remember her going off on Naomi from that episode. I remember when Naomi was on that show.
And she was like, you remember when she said
she was like, you gotta be more of a lady. She said, you're not a lady.
Okay, so I just got an inbox message, right? And the inbox message said, how come Stanley Milan and Hickaby Milan are not icons?
This is the thing I'm talking about, though. Maybe they are to people who consider them as such, but they just, what they call deeming, maybe they haven't deemed, quote-unquote, deemed them yet. But we all know that Hickaby and Stanley were out long before the people that have been deemed. Well, not maybe we all don't know, but I do. So, I mean, you don't question that.
Oh, my God.
Just kinda,
you know what? Somebody needs to ban 15 out of that room.
Bitch, do you see this picture of King Kong? I'm done.
I can't. And I will not.
I need to get in this house real quick. I need to see.
If I die young, bury me in flowers. Lay me down on a bed of roses.
I can't. 15. You know what? She need to go to bed. Did y'all see this picture she just posted? Whatever Beyonce knows,
you
know, Naomi.
I just
want to
give a
while
everybody's reading and all this kind of stuff. I just want to give a shout out to Mona. You know what I'm saying, Mona Stella. That is my therapist. She talks to me while I'm at work and everything.
Beyonce does do Naomi moves, especially when she be whipping her hair, swinging around and stuff like that. She definitely got that from Laomi, because Laomi was the only one that came out with that, when she would take a side.
Okay.
You know how Laomi be swaying her head, like, you know, from side to side?
Who is that? Is that Naima?
Yeah.
Okay, Mona is going to read you, because I was trying to give her her props, and you just cut me off like she don't mean nothing.
I didn't even hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was you saying, J-Rod?
No, I was saying Mona is my therapist. She said that I'm kind of crazy and stuff and all that stuff, and she talked to me for a while, and we had a nice little conversation. I like Mona. She's really cool.
Yes,
you
cut her
off. You cut her off because of shade.
Mona trying to get that meat. And happy birthday to Escobar Gazillionaire that listens to the show all the time. Happy birthday, Escobar.
Yeah, but me and Nova can't go out since I know what he looks like.
Bitch, how you? Now that's a blind date, okay? It may be another one of
just
you.
Like she was going out with that other person that gagged Gwen.
Not too much.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about?
The dead has arisen.
Well, yeah, she definitely, Miss Beyonce, she definitely is, cause you know they said she got that dance. What's that? What's that video where she dancing out there in the sand in the beginning of it? What is it? Who run the world? Yeah, it is. And she supposed to got that dance from them African boys or something like that or whatever.
And then she I heard two different stories. She either saw the dance, one of her people who worked with her saw the dance and showed her, and she put her own spin on it, or she went to them and they danced for her, and she didn't pay them for it. Something like
yeah,
that.
All of Beyonce's choreography comes from fags. You should, I mean,
oh
just
my
look
Lord,
at it.
Such a harsh word.
Well, I'm sorry. They come from gay people.
Coming from the
but
queen of women leather pants.
Because if you look at Beyonce dances from the beginning to when she just became Beyonce, like when she used to pop all hard and stuff, and I was like, now I've seen a lot of female dancers in my time, but Beyonce looked like a queen when she danced. And then, sure enough, all the choreography that Beyonce does is from a queen. Even from Listen. When she did Listen, I'm like, is she trying to drag the song or something? So you got to lean back like that, Beyonce, in that dress.
Can we talk about Beyonce? Because all her fans, the Illuminati, is all going to get her.
Oh,
Illuminati,
my God, you had to say
fans.
Illuminati, didn't you?
Well,
you had to
her
fucking
fans,
say.
Her fans are damn
oh
near like Illuminati killers.
Go ahead,
let
Naima.
Let me
she had to say Illuminati.
Let me tell you something about the Illuminati. They can all suck out my ass. How about that?
I'm talking about her crazy fans, honey. Beyonce got the
oh.
most craziest diehard
fans.
Let me tell you something
and
about Beyonce,
fans.
All right?
They can pucker their lips up, too. Fuck all of them.
Beyonce, to me, is an entertainer, but she's not a singer. This is my opinion, because I don't want the girls to call
in
me
and
storm me.
I'm going to have to stop you right there. I'm sorry,
I don't want them to come and storm me, but
can
this
we
is my
not
opinion.
Can we not do a night about this fucking tired girl? Like, I can't
believe
it. All right,
well,
like, what does she do for y'all? Like, does she give y'all change? I mean, her, Janet Jackson, Rihanna, are they paying y'all or something? Because, like, why is everybody so wrapped up in these stupid bitches?
Mark, I wouldn't say that they wrapped up in them. It's just that some things, like, I can identify a lot of things in my life through song. It's not the actual person. It's just a...
No. There's topics, there's groups, there's pictures, there's comparison. Come on, like, you know these motherfuckers. Let me tell you something. If they seen you in a grocery store and you dropped your wallet, they would look at you and keep going. If you dropped your face, they're going to keep going. The only person that's going to stop is the person that's coming behind you. What the fuck would you care about a star for like that? Like, y'all be obsessed, truly obsessed. Beyonce is a fucking artist.
I'm not obsessed.
Jesus Christ.
Before, and I think that's what tripped them out about me. I've worked with
incoming
them.
Transmission.
As you give me a $50 tip, I don't even
care. Janet on the phone. Give me a peek. Janet, are you there?
Incoming transmission.
The blueprint.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Sanaya. The blueprint.
I live in LA.
Private caller.
Private caller.
Okay, well, no more private caller. Thanks for reaching out.
Okay.
917-792.
Somebody just inboxed me and they said, Mark, you have bitter bitch syndrome.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, Kelly, you can inbox the person back and tell them to suck my ass on Friday, every other, when I get paid for bitter syndrome, okay? There is no reason for me to be bitter about anything. What the fuck is wrong with people?
They
like,
just
why
hit,
would I be
they
bitter?
Just hit me back and because they listened to the show, and they said, girl, you have them throwing up in their mouth.
Well, too bad. Tell them if they're going to go ahead and choke on it and die, then they won't be responding back.
Yes, Tiff.
Hey, Kelly, girl.
What's going on, love?
Girl, I like how you're calling, girl, talking about... girl, your inbox, girl, but you didn't want to give us the beat, girl, about your house number, girl. You got that in the inbox, girl. You was playing Stuck on Slow.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I listened to the recap last night. I listened to that recap.
No, actually, let me tell you, I don't want to be 100% honest with you, Tiff. And Alexis can vouch for this and come and tell y'all. Baby, I posted that up at our room, Miss Thing, and when I seen it, and the girls read me and gave me, bitch, that was also 5 days ago, Miss Thing. I do, everybody really think that I sit here on Facebook. I do not be in this motherfucking shit like that, okay? Okay, Alexis, stop trying it, Alexis, because you know, I posted that motherfucking picture up in the group and put it up, and Alexis said, bitch, that was 5 days ago, bitch, stay up with the motherfucking beat, Miss Thing, okay? I did not know. Baby, I pumps T, Miss Thing, and I tell the girls all the time, and I tell them all the time, bitch, if a Miss Rahi T is out, bitch, I pumps it, Miss Thing. I have a problem with pumping their T, Miss Thing, girl. I pumps it,
well,
bitch.
Well, what did you think about the new T about the Miss Rahi? Oh, no, never mind.
What new tea?
He ain't a Mizrahi. That's my bad. I thought he was a Mizrahi. But ain't that boy CJ? He a girl sign now, right?
Oh, you talking about CJ?
Mm-hmm. He a girl sign.
That's my
what's
son.
The
so
tea?
What's the tea?
Where he got beat, girl. He thought he down here stealing the girl's pocketbook.
Where? In L.A.?
Yes, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Miss Thing. Well, listen, I gotta go, and I gotta look offensive. I don't be into the stuff. Who pocketbook he stole?
They said
he got a colossal beating, bitch.
Good. Now, I don't know if it was colossal, but girl, they said, you know, it was a very much get high step. Girl stepped out the room for a minute. Girl, when she came back, girl, he was trying to get her purse. Girl, he was in up getting her purse. Girl, getting her shit, and she went to beating his ass. And then he said, why are you doing this to me? I thought we was homeboys. So she had to pull a pistol on him then, honey.
Hey, who was this?
I don't want to give you that beat.
Well, why not? They said you pulled all the rest of that.
Well,
they say so pop the E.
Well, sit. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, send it to me, I'll pump it.
Baby, honey, pop it, honey. I know y'all not scared here on the tea party to pump
it.
Honey,
send it to me,
I'll
pump it.
Baby, honey, I'm feeling some type of way, honey. I was sitting here,
right,
you know.
I just told you.
Who?
They said she tried to steal Raven purse.
Raven? Oh. Isn't she a Revlon?
I don't know if
she's
a Revlon.
Yeah, from California.
You bitch is bad.
Oh, well, Raven must be didn't have enough services.
What do you mean enough services?
And to the girls in the chat room, no, I'm not running the switchboard to the girls in the chat room. I'm just here. I just came around, honey, okay? So, no, I'm not running the switchboard.
If you're not running the switchboard, who was playing all them songs?
What
yes,
song?
I didn't even
hear no songs or anything.
I just got on the show
like 20 minutes ago.
Yes, Kelly, they were playing the song "Give Me a Break." They were trying to call me Nell Carter, girl.
And we thought it was you.
Oh,
whistle,
no, that
baby,
wasn't no, that wasn't
baby,
me, honey. That was not me.
So that was
Kelly,
anyway, London, Jason,
MLK, girl?
And Mother.
Am I going to MLK, Kelly?
No.
You ain't going to MLK?
No, I will not.
Why?
The next time I'll be out. I'm going to baseball in Boston next weekend. It's because he's my house member. But besides that, the next time the girls will see me at a ball will be the coldest winter ever.
I'll be there.
What about Vegas?
Oh, I'm thinking about going to Vegas this year. They've been trying to get me to go to Vegas for the last 3 years. So I think I might tip out to Vegas this year, honey. I don't know. I don't know yet, honey. It all depends on how everything works out with me and my big sister.
Mm.
Me and my big sister has some things in the works. So, you know, it depends on how everything works.
Kelly.
I'm not on this music.
Kelly.
Yes.
When are you throwing the ball?
Child, please.
You're not?
The last time, let me tell y'all something. The last time I tried to throw a ball, okay, me and Jasmine lost $9,000.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And they shut down a whole entire house, bitch.
Okay, the last time we was trying to throw a ball, it was the BBB ball. We paid the man $9,000 for the venue. Bitch, a week and a half before the venue, Miss Thing, he told us he lost his license and everything. That was over 4 years ago. We haven't spoken to the man ever since then, and we never got our coins back for the venue.
Oh,
Oh, my God.
Where in the world can you?
And the Bronx.
Oh.
So you're not going to
honestly, you're not going to throw a ball or at least make an attempt. I mean, you go to everybody's ball. You're not going to throw
the girls really don't like me like that. And so for me to throw a ball and, you know, and not have the girls come up, you know, come out, you know, I'd rather continue to throw my balls with the lesbian community. The lesbian community is, you know, more suspective to come out and, you know, and things and stuff. But I was thinking about having a Mother's Day ball with my children the Saturday before Mother's Day here in New York City. But I don't know just as yet.
I mean, honestly, because I've been to a few of those balls, and I went to Monique. I think, is Monique still in your house or the performance? I've been to one at B-52 this year. I enjoyed myself. I couldn't come to your ball because I was at work, but I had fun at that ball.
Bitch, you know what?
And Poison. What happened to Poison? Poison was there.
Poison is still out. And to the girls that's in the chat room that's saying $9,000, girl, honey, Miss Thing, bitch, I still have my receipts. If you want me to, post them, Miss Thing, I can post my receipts up. Okay, girl? Bitch, we don't have
to
lie about anything.
You know they can't take, girl.
Okay, so girls, please don't try. The $5,000 that Ginger won at the lab, that was supposed to be at myself and Jasmine and Kool-Aid's BBB ball. Okay, girls, get it together. Bitch, I don't have to lie about a motherfucking thing. And I thank y'all for reaching out, honey. But no, I'm thinking. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing this Mother's Day ball with my kids, with my eight kids. And I think every category is going to be $1,000 if I do it, and it's going to be every category that my kids walk. So, but I don't know as of yet. But I'm thinking about working on that.
Okay. I'm
gonna
let you know, honey. I'm gonna need to make my way over there to your house for the night of the coldest winter.
For the coldest winter ever.
Yeah, because I need to see your friend.
My friend.
I don't know if it's gonna be
a lot of room here for you, you know, because my sister Alexis is doing the red carpet, so you know I gotta bring the dream team in to fix her up. So I don't know if it's gonna be enough room here for you.
Did y'all call Ginger back?
No, what I'm
she
saying
out?
Is I need to see your dream.
You ain't hear that monkey?
Oh, she called into the show?
Leave Ginger alone, honey. Ginger is not a monkey, honey, now. I need to see your dream scene. That's what I'm talking about. Girl, you know.
Oh, you
want to
see the dream team?
Right.
Oh, well, if you want to see the dream team, oh, you know, I can definitely have the, you know, I can definitely hook you up with the dream team and everything. But you know, everything that's gonna be happening in the coldest that night of the coldest winter ever, it's gonna all be recorded. So if you want to come here in the raw and get everything done, it's gonna.
When is that again, Callie?
Mm-hmm. It's January 26th here in the Bronx, honey. You know, everything is gonna be in the raw here. You know, I'm gonna be getting my hair and my makeup and everything done on camera, honey, to let the girls know how it happens.
Well, I'm letting the tea party know that I will have a hotel room up in Queens for the ball. So if
in Queens,
come up, wherever the ball is gonna be, I don't know where it's gonna be. Queens.
The ball is in the Bronx. The ball is right around the corner from my house.
Okay, well, it'll be in the Bronx. I'll find a hotel room around there. Any one of y'all is more than welcome to come up. J-Rob,
well,
Jason, Tiffany,
posted,
y'all more than welcome
Queens
to come up.
What
well,
is that?
I'm from
the Brooklyn, you know, because,
when it was first posted, it kept saying Queens. And
Queens,
yeah,
no, it's in the Bronx. It's in the Bronx now.
Oh, okay, well, in the Bronx,
so,
I'll have a hotel.
So, J-Rock, you know, if you're coming up, J-Rock, you know, you come to Brooklyn.
J Rock, if you come up, why would you want to take those two long train rides all the way from Brooklyn to the Bronx when you could just get off the plane in LaGuardia and you could take a $21 cab ride straight here and the ball is only a second away from me?
I think you should do that, J-Rock. That's damn
so
much better.
You need to go back on hold.
Why would they want to go all the way to Brooklyn to have to travel on the 3 train to the 3 to the 4 to the 6 and then walk
the
2? They got to travel from the 2 train all the way to Simpson and then get in an $8 and then get in an $8 cab all the way from there, when they could just get on a plane to LaGuardia, get in a $21 cab ride from LaGuardia, and be right here, and we can all pump across the street together to the ball.
Hello,
Do y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you, J-Rod.
Oh, okay. I'm going close. Wherever that ball is, I'm trying to be as close as possible to the ball. I don't have time to be driving all across the motherfucking city and shit.
Wow.
And I need to go where people can cook.
So that's
I guess he'll be over here, Naima. You lose again.
Okay, not traveling on that
footlong,
Naima.
Ooh. Ooh. But Naima, you're more than welcome to come over and watch.
Tiffany has really been coming for the girls tonight. I will.
Okay. Naima, you're more than welcome to come over and watch.
No, honey, it'll be a detour. Try
it. It
is. Hello, Mark, where are you going to be at, though?
I'm going to the nearest hotel near that motherfucking ball, bitch, and when I tell you it's going to be party, and that
the nearest hotel over here is the Howard Johnson.
Oh, well.
But see, that's the shit that pisses me off, though, Kelly, because why they do them balls like that back-to-back in different regions? Like, I'm going to damn Atlanta for MLK, and then the next damn night, what, after Sasha Ball, as cold as winter?
Then
that's
yeah,
the next
no.
weekend.
When is
no
Starship Bowl is
make.
The 16th, isn't it? Isn't Starship Bowl like the 15th or the 16th?
The MLK weekend, I think.
Yeah, that's MLK week. That's MLK weekend. I'll be in DC.
Okay,
yeah,
so
MLK
so the,
weekend is what the 23rd, the 20th. That's that weekend, right?
It's the 17th, the 17th, the 17th, the 16th, and the 17th.
Oh no!
Oh,
yeah, the coldest winter ever is the next weekend.
It's the next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, so, you know, honey, just make a, just, you know, after you leave Atlanta, honey, just come on up to New York, honey, you know, pick your ad up, Miss Thang, honey, go to Vogue Nights, Miss Thang, you know.
Oh,
an
ad? What is that?
That is. Baby, Naima will show you the way. You know, all the girls can go over to Naima's house, and all the boys can come over here.
No.
Okay.
J-Rock, you can come over here and I'll show you how to really get your world rocked.
Kelly, what do you want to say? Come in the alleyway?
Oh,
baby.
She is really coming for
bitch,
the girls
okay, she
tonight.
Doing that while I'm trying to drink this motherfucker.
And the shade is walking up to her house, too. It's an alley that you do cross over before you get to where her
you
house
she,
is.
You know how she says she's in an alley in D.C., honey?
Oh, baby, that was only in D.C., honey. When I'm in the Bronx, baby, there's no alley, honey. It's a queen size pillow top, ceiling posthopedic.
Not
you gotta jump up in her bed, honey.
Yes, you gotta jump up in my bed, honey.
Literally. And I'm 6'2", and you had to jump up in her bed.
Wait a minute, why?
Wait a minute, hold up, back it.
Naima, how's all of you?
Not
too much.
No, bitch, how's all of you?
Let me tell y'all this, baby. My bed sits up to my breasts. That's how high my bed is.
Did you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's
six
about
two.
It. If your bed sit up to your breast, that means it's about to my motherfucking head.
Yes.
Okay, they said what's going to be on the tables? What
tables,
they
yeah,
the
kids want to know what they're serving on the tables at the coldest one ever, Kelly.
The tables are definitely going to be fabulous. The tables are definitely going to be worth your coin, Miss Day.
Okay, so that means you must be in the mix with that.
The tables
I gotta call and reserve my table.
The tables is definitely going to be worth your while. Definitely call and definitely reserve your tables because the tables are definitely going fast, honey. You know, the tables
already,
will be really
cute. I already hit Caesar up. I said I'll be hitting.
Oh, so the tea party's gonna have their table. I know that's right.
And I told them they more than welcome to come. It's gonna be my table.
Not if motherfucking London trying to give a fucking fake ass green dot again.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to pay for the table, sis. It's cool.
Oh, London's giving out fake green dots?
Where is London? Did she leave?
Well,
she's
all going to take together, including London.
London, Naima, you always bringing it.
You know, London said that she just takes the picture and she's going to send the picture that we can put in.
Oh, and Naima, make sure this time that you're at that venue, Naima, make sure you don't break no chairs.
You know what? You know what?
Naima?
Speaking of breaking chairs, back to this 6'2".
Bitch.
Wow. You didn't know she was
Amazon,
that tall, J-Rock?
No, I did
Amazon,
not.
Honey.
I seen her at a practice I was at, and I didn't even realize she was that tall. She didn't look that tall.
I didn't know she was
that
tall either. That's a whole
shit.
Lot of women.
Somebody said she's 6'2", size 14 feet, and a foot long.
Oh my God, somebody said, ooh,
wait a minute,
I'm not even 15.
Foot,
I am not repeating
that. A size 14 foot, that is giving me, somebody told me, check out Naima's feet. Those shoes are a key.
Not even look what 15 said in the room.
Wait a minute, they said, I'm not even going to read that.
Exactly.
You can read that. No, I'm seeing what they're talking about the Chanel child. I'm not going to read that.
I'm
supposed to tear this brisket into
She talking about what they said about what 15 said about Tree in the chat room. That Tree is 6'4". Wait, hold on. 6'4", with 4.5 inches of penis.
Girl.
Tree, no. Girl, you're going to have to keep that maid's outfit on when you come out for a twist, honey, because the girls ain't going to be able to see your hoo-ha.
Somebody just hit me up and they said that's not twist of meat, that's twist of puss.
Oh, no, they said no, catch the shade. They said it's twist of puss with cauliflower hanging out of it.
Oh,
I'm done.
Wait a minute. Did y'all say cauliflower?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cauliflower, I guess.
Listen, I am eating brisket right now, and that is not easy to eat when y'all saying nasty shit like that.
Well, then hang up your phone.
So you eat it brisket? You eat it that brisket thinking about Naima?
Don't cry, Kelly. Put her back on.
No. Why do you want me on hold?
Not so
every time you get on here, you always want to get fresh.
Ain't you trying to get fresh with J-Rock when he come? That's why you don't want him to come to the Bronx. You want him to come to Brooklyn?
No, I didn't say that. We going to make it to the ball.
Y'all gonna make it to the ball. Naima, I told you if I wanted J-Rock, I could have had J-Rock when I was in Texas.
I was right there. I was up under her left titty.
He sure was.
With that one long prince, with that one long Morris Day earring.
You just worry about those double. You cannot take me. I did not say nothing to you tonight, Tiffany. I'm not even in your category.
Tiffany, what you had in there today? Morris Day earring from the Toms, bitch. I'm going to whoop your ass on from Texas.
I said, Prince, I gave her very much, dearly beloved.
Look at him here today. Tiffany, what you had in there today?
But you know one thing about Prince, bitch? Prince is beat. Bitch, me and you, Tiffany, I guarantee you, if I put on a wig, I would sit you any day in your category.
Girl, you can
never sit me, girl.
You can't sit me, girl.
Oh, yeah,
you
I did.
But show me to a seat, honey.
I can't believe that you just tried me. I love you, girl.
Did you have
a Tiffany?
It's so shady. It's so shady.
Why? I love you, girl. You are my favorite girl.
Honey, she's just sitting there.
So, Tiffany, a message just came across my inbox.
Girl, what they got to say about me now? I don't give a damn.
They want to know, are you walking big girl safe at the coldest winter ever?
Is that a category of coldest winter?
Yes, it's $4,000.
$1,000? I got to do something. I got to change my flight plan, honey. Girl, why is the girls worried about me, honey? Do you? I mean, if you don't see me, you don't see me. But I mean, we all can see I'm a big picture.
No, they said you be throwing up those pictures like you know, like you the big girl it factor mistake. They gave
I
the
am.
Very, They gave it very, you know, it was they gave it was cute in Texas, but are you gonna bring it outside of Texas?
Okay, and I will. I am. Girl, it gotta be somebody, girl, who did I sit them, girl, or did they walk against me, or girl, what is it, girl? If you don't see me, girl, tap me. Do you live in Texas? Do you live in a big city? Girl, tap me if you don't see me, girl, because a lot of you girls I don't see, girl.
Chanel.
Okay. And if I don't think I'm the shit, why would somebody else think I'm the shit if I don't think I'm the shit? I mean, no, I don't. I tried to go there, honey.
You know what, Tiffany, if I walked and dragged against you, Didi would put you out the house.
Oh, shit.
J-Rock. If you think so, honey, you're right. I'm just going to agree with you, girl.
You have to.
I'm going to agree with you, girl.
I am Carter.
You're Carter? Oh, okay.
Minus the nose.
Okay.
Let me try to get my nose job. I'm going to Ginger. Where's Ginger
Nose? Y'all gotta get into the background, to the background singers in the Amen corner over here. I'm catching your tea over here, Jason.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Because anything I need to say, I say I'm not. You definitely know I'm not a background singer. I've had four times already.
Oh, and they said to tell you. They said to tell you, Tiffany, this is not Texas. So make sure that face is beat the way it should be.
First of all, what? You told somebody that this is not Texas. The judges were not from Texas. They judged her.
Exactly.
Okay. And I thank you.
Honey, I got so much. Oh, it was she won because she was a Chanel. I mean, it was only one Chanel on the panel. Second of all, I mean, it's not Texas, but you had very well-known judges that's not even from Texas. And, girl, yes, honey.
But the tea was, let me give y'all the real tea. The real tea was
they asked me to judge in Texas. That's the only reason I wasn't on the floor for that cash.
The only reason
I'm not going to be out there for that $1,000 on the 26th is because I'm judging also. But Mother will see Tiffany real soon.
Honey,
okay?
I need a hot
battle, Miss Thing. You know, I love my Chanel girls, Miss Thing, but, you know, there's only about two of them, you know, that I really see as calm.
But Tiffany,
and Tiff is one of them.
But Tiffany, remember we was in the room and stuff, and you said you would pick, you said you could pick Kelly and Jasmine at the same damn time.
Oh,
I said I
oh,
could
really?
Do what?
You could
what?
Sit Jasmine. You could sit Jasmine, the CEO, and Kelly, the director, at the same damn time.
Oh my God, J-Rock is making shit up now. I did not say that.
I've never made a bitch. J-Rock, somebody just hit me up.
Hold on. J-Rock, somebody just hit me up, and they said, tell J-Rock that it's not Texas, it's New York, so you can wear those leather pants.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get back to this. J-Rock, when did I tell you that? Say that again.
In D.C., in the hotel room. You remember that?
Go on, you can pause this.
No, I was in a hotel room, and I said what?
That you could sit Kelly, the director, and Jasmine, the CEO, at the same damn time. Are you trying to catch me in a lie?
You did. You're lying.
No, what we're really doing.
Don't back out. At the back of the runway.
I'm not scared to say, like, if I said it, I was saying. But damn, J-Rock know damn well I ain't say no shit like that. Like, I guess he making it hot or whatever. I don't know.
No shade
but I will
you,
see Kelly.
No shade says you and Aisha would be cute.
Who was Aisha?
Aisha, legendary woman's face from the House of Prodigy.
Yeah, you and her would be cute.
Okay. Well, line whoever up, honey. Line them up for me to knock them down. I don't give a damn. Put Kelly ass up there. Put Aisha ass up there. Honey,
you know
put whoever
I'ma,
else
you
up there.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Tim? This is what I'm going to do for you. Since I can't play at the coldest winter ever, next night the categories is, you know, it's at the Rumble. Baby, we can play at the Rumble if you want a piece of mother.
Okay, I want a piece of mother, honey.
Incoming transmission.
Did Naima say she's 6'2"?
Really give that work, Naima. I kind of felt like in a half an hour I was in a tranny room, no shit. It was giving me that. Hey, everyone. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing?
Enrique.
Hey,
Enrique.
Wait a minute. Enrique, didn't you call in earlier?
No, I didn't call in earlier. I called in about a half an hour ago.
So who was that? Oh, that's Lonnie that's in the Marines, huh?
That was Eric.
So,
Eric, Enrique, y'all.
I wanted to tell you, Kelly, it's no motherfucking shame, but bitch, that night for that, what was it, Jack's Ball, the vampire,
oh,
the
oh,
ball,
bitch.
Whatever.
Oh, bitch.
That was, bitch.
Yeah, you
no
weren't
shame.
Sitting, Kelly.
No,
no shade.
Okay.
You were sitting
yeah.
Boots.
No shade.
Now for that ball here for you, for the New York Awards ball, I said, bitch, this motherfucker Kelly ain't playing tonight, bitch. It's no shade.
Where is he going to need that man? You're going to need that man to paint you again, girl, when I get you. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime,
you definitely need him.
Anytime I hit the back of the floor, the Dream Team comes out. Big shout out to my big shout out to the Dream Team. Timothy Smart, honey. The Dream Team always comes out with Mother when she walks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I only need one lady.
Hold on,
Kelly. Is that Timmy that used to walk runway for St. Clair?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
Tiffany,
hey, Kelly, is he new?
You may not have a dream team, but you have a powerful.
No, Timmy's not new.
Timmy is old.
Timmy is old.
I'm saying, is that a new makeup artist, Kelly? That's what I'm asking.
No, Timmy's the one been painting my face all of these walls that I've been walking.
He's a stylist, like Davina, all of that. That's all Timmy was. Timmy.
No
joke.
Shade, because he peed for your face at that vampire ball.
Yeah,
he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
it didn't even look like you, girl.
Who
it was another
won?
Person,
because,
you know, you don't never look like that.
But wait a minute. Didn't they say somebody, who won over, who was it that won over you again, y'all?
Nicole. Girl, you trying to start something, huh?
No, I'm not trying to.
We already talked about this.
You know Trace and Lola won over me and Erica.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. That's right. Now I remember. Okay, yeah. But it's no shade. No, I'm not trying it. But it's no shade. That was Kelly's night. That motherfucker night for that. That night, those two girls. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing from.
I just want to let Tiff know that anytime that I come out, and I want to let everybody in Radio Land know, anytime I come out, it is always going to be my night, even if it went over me, because, bitch, when I bring a category, bitch, I bring it 170%. So, Tiffany, you need 100, you need 200.
Oh, shit, not two.
I don't need 200 because, you know, just my natural beauty alone, Kelly girl, is just gonna get me through it.
Yes.
But then when I get Didi to paint me into that box, into that coma, I mean, then it's really just gonna be over, you know? That's my dream team.
You know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna let Timmy paint your face. I'm gonna pay him to do your
mug. Oh no, she's trying to set you up. That's a setup.
Exactly. She's gonna mess me up, girl. She's gonna mess me up.
Her dream team. Her dream team. I don't buy it. Her dream team.
Exactly.
I'm gonna fucking die.
Why is
Bishop coming for you, Tiffany? He's talking about Tiffany
is
the shit. The shit that comes out my ass. Like,
what? Oh shit.
Where that
shit
at, Naima?
What?
He said Tiffany is the shit that comes out of my ass.
Wait a minute. When did he get back into the official ballroom?
Dude, I'm not taking anything seriously from a motherfucking psychotic
who
ate up on camera and tries to convince me that it's an erotic wrestling match.
Wait a minute.
Let me deal with this. So he asked to come back to a chat room that he, which I didn't get a chance to talk to you about, Kelly. He asked to come back to a chat room or to a Facebook group that he was going to get shut down because he was in there posting stuff about how he was trying to kill somebody, and I removed it out the room.
Child,
Me and Bishop had a long conversation. I'm not even gonna address this topic.
That child's retarded, Tim.
Now, crack.
Be that as it may.
What the fuck?
He wanted to lick the shit out of my asshole at Gagaween, but I'm just not desperate like that.
He was giving them teas of, you know, playing with his tongue between his fingers and all this kind of shit.
And he was writing stuff in the group, honey, but I wasn't, I mean, for girl, for whatever.
Did y'all get this to my picture? Speaking of shit, did y'all get this to my picture that's on my wall, my banner picture that's on my page? It says, your ass must get jealous of all of the shit that comes out of your mouth.
What?
Get it to my picture that I have on my page.
TJ said, you're not staying at Kelly's house. You're staying with me. I'm getting that. Boy, go ahead somewhere.
Oh, yeah, she already hit me up on my page, too. I'm in my inbox already telling me, you know, trying to sell it to me. I paid them on my
mind. Go ahead, TJ. Your chance has been blown.
I think TJ and J-Rock, they were trying to play a little bit of Gagaween.
We weren't trying to do nothing.
J-Rock,
what
you mean his chance
hair
has been blown?
Let TJ tell it, honey. He done slayed that box, J-Rock. He's a firm with the nine.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Never.
Oh, wait a minute. Why never, J-Rock? Why never?
He never could, or he's not going to anymore.
Never will and never could.
Why never, J-Rock? Why never?
Bitch, y'all are trying it. Do you really want me to go into that?
Pretty
yes,
much.
Please.
Well, the question was asked.
Why? Because you don't wear Gilders?
Oop.
Naima is not the little one you want. Exactly. No, I was talking to my therapist, and she was letting me know some things that we talked about.
Why is there echo?
Exactly.
Everybody,
wait a minute. What is that sound in the background, Naima? Are you at the mill? I mean, are you?
That's not me. That's not me.
Bitch, not the mill.
And what did Mona say about me?
Oh,
she said that's not the femme queen he wants.
No, not femme queen. It was not that. I have a question about this. Okay, what I said this. Mona brought something to my attention. I told her, she said, you're a fucking bottom. I said, I'm not a fucking bottom. Then I said, I got a question. Why do everybody, I said, you know what? Maybe that's why I can never talk to nobody, or the people I want to talk to never talk to me, because maybe everybody looks at me and view me as a bottom, and that's why I don't ever get nobody.
So, somebody is
why would that stop you? I'm confused.
So wait, hold on. Somebody just hit me up in my inbox, and they said, no, you're not a bottom. You're a ratchet bottom.
Ooh.
Girl, I'm a ratchet. Why can't they call into the radio show?
Because them inboxes are some tease. Because them inboxes was going to work last night on the show. I listened to the archives today.
I love the inbox because, you know, my name is
they were typing
things down. Dupree Ebony. That's all I am. That's all I can be. But I ain't got to hide behind a motherfucking thing. I'm right here. So don't send an inbox. Tell me who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Pay the inbox. Wait, let's get back to this problem that you might be having.
Everybody is viewing me as like a bottom because I get all the dudes that be trying to talk to me.
Well, what happened? Hold on. I'm just trying to figure out what goes on in Texas. They don't accept bottoms in Texas?
No. You don't get it. The people that I like are bottoms. The cute little cunty. I like cunty. I like bottoms. Not like flaming fags, but like conservative, like, you know.
You can't
cute
be cunty and be conservative. It's just,
well,
okay,
I like conservative and I like both. I like conservative. I like cunty. I like film. So my thing is, if I like film, they probably looking at me as, bitch, what the fuck we going to do, dyke?
No, there's some thin tops out there.
No, I'm not no bitch. Y'all
next
not
subject.
I don't want no motherfucking top.
Oh.
That's That's what I'm getting at. That's very
you're one of those
hostile women, but I'm not.
So what are you going to do with Naima?
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Shit.
And Naima was going to.
Shit.
Naima was gonna
get on her stomach. What you mean?
Shit,
that's what he's saying.
Naima don't get Naima only gets on her stomach after they get on their ass.
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing about me, baby. That is one thing that I have learned about myself. If you want to call it a trick, then I am that trick. Because if you think you're going to get these cakes, your cakes will be got. That is my whole life. Bitches think they're going to get this, and they get got. Now, I've always said that.
So Naima's going to get got. She wasn't going to get the cakes.
Enrique, would you please?
I need to know this. I need to know this question.
Child, who knows?
Who's zooming who?
But I don't know.
Well, I got some frequent flyer miles. I think I might have to get this trip to Texas this weekend.
Oh, shit.
I got an inbox message, and the inbox message says, "Tell J Rod he got a caller. He got callers in queue." So, which
one
go check the queue
with
him?
Oh,
TJ's coming on.
Oh shit.
Oh, Lord, y'all trying to? Oh, y'all are trying it.
TJ's coming on.
TJ, don't deny, honey, what
was,
you know, what it was.
Mm. Oof. J-Rock, what was it before TJ gets on here so she won't blast you?
Take that out
Baby
your mouth.
Baby, just tell TJ to come on. There's nothing that TJ can blast me about.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. You know, I didn't want you to be embarrassed.
Mm-mm.
Hold up. J-Rock is a hoe with an echo. Bishop, I know. You are not talking, and we all know the weakest motherfucker stretch your wall from here to the Great Wall of motherfucking China, bitch.
Man,
bitch, every time.
Hold on, y'all. Bishop, didn't we have a conversation last week, Bishop?
Clearly he must inherit, but let me tell him this. Bitch, you know how deep your hole goes. Bitch, let me tell you one motherfucking thing about it. Two things for show and three things for certain, bitch. If you yell in my ass, you will get nothing. But if we yell in your ass, we will get plenty echoes. And many
exactly. He's
coming
a
out
Grand
there,
Canyon echo key.
Thank
That's
you.
A Grand
and, a
Canyon
lot of,
echo.
And then when they echo back, you're going to get a lot of film queens saying, help me, help me, help me. Because they have died and got lost in that motherfucking abyss of your motherfucking ass. Don't try me, Mr. Bishop.
And whatever I walk, I dance or don't walk getting fucked by chicks with dicks.
If I told you, if you send for them, they will come.
216-516, you're on the air.
TJ, you're live on the air.
What's up,
y'all?
Hey, TJ, what's going on?
Nothing
TJ,
much
is your lover
on?
Denying you?
Oh, this is turning to Maury Povich, huh?
Yes,
is he denying
you?
So what was the previous statement that was made earlier? TJ couldn't what?
He said you could never get him. You could never, ever, 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 ever get on my level, ho. Get on my. I had to take a back to
No,
you
what happened?
You,
go
you ain't never yakking him. You ain't never yakking him. It ain't never happening.
So what happened that Jasmine stops when she was giving, when she sent us out the door instead of going up to the room?
Ooh. 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 J-Rock, you're on the air.
Can somebody fix that phone, please?
Is that mic going, J-Rock?
That's
what
they came us to.
That's Kelly on that speakerphone, but Kelly better get on that speakerphone because I got an inbox message directed at her.
Baby, I'm not on no speakerphone, baby. I'm sitting here with the phone to my ear, bitch. Don't do me.
Okay, all right. So the inbox message says, Kelly.
Wait a minute,
Kelly.
Hold that inbox message because you're trying to deflect from off of your man. TJ said, what happened when they was about to leave and something I missed that Jasmine?
No. What happened when we left the hotel from people, when we seen all y'all? Remember we went back to the hotel to drop the food and stuff off?
Oh, yeah, when we was in the lobby.
Okay.
Yeah, what J-Rock, happened, TJ? What tell happened? Us.
When I was trying to get J-Rock up to the room, Jasmine said, J-Rock, what are you doing here? He said, oh, hell no.
Yes, Jasmine. Oh, so she stopped the play from going down.
So, J-Rock, so why wouldn't you have done anything with him? Because that is the story that I was given from the CEO. So.
And I was given a story from the lady.
Jason,
who is
talking to you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
can someone please fix that phone?
I can't.
What is that?
That's not my phone. I know you're going to blame it on me, but that's not my phone.
Everybody really needs to fix their phone.
And this is like a horrible echo.
Switchboard, can you mute everybody one by one to find out where the echo is coming from, please?
Yes, God.
Somebody needs to fix that. That sounds horrible. Okay.
Probably coming from my phone, but I can't talk no more.
So it's not on my phone.
How do we know when the person is doing it? Because, I mean, anybody say hello?
Okay,
hello.
267-902, you're on the air.
Nicole Winabella, you're on the air.
Ooh.
Hi, y'all. I just wanted to say hi.
Hey,
Nicole.
Happy holidays, Nikki.
Happy holidays. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine, but how dare they try to put me with, you know.
Well, why is Bishop on there trying everybody?
Girl, Bishop can try all day, but he
Nicole,
never
we
see.
Not
that's
even
why
going. That's Kelly's room. We not. That's Kelly's room. I'm not even. We not even going to
see. I can't even see.
No, I don't. Let me tell you. Hold on. Jason, honey, you do what you have to do, okay? Maybe, because I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I told Bishop to stop calling into the show because he does not like the things that y'all say about him, and I told him to stop posting in the room. I told Bishop this last week.
Yeah, because he tries everybody.
Right.
I told Bishop this last week. It's a
cry or whatever for attention. And you know how sometimes you just got to ignore a child and let him face the wall. He can face the wall.
Right.
And what's so funny about it is, you know, you try to give a bitch a chance. And, you know, you try to, like, cool things down. I'm like, now, I'm not going to come in on all
exactly.
this money. You know, I'm not going to come in on Bishop trying to take his. Like, I think that's rude how they coming for him. So I'm going to leave that alone.
He's too old for that. Like, come on. He's too old for that.
Girl, they yeah. trying to come for me.
He only gets testy when he
come
got
on,
two lumps left in his sack and no money.
I really think that
one.
He's bipolar. I think he's bipolar. He's not
for
taking
Jason.
I think Bishop is bipolar. I think he is bipolar and he's not taking medication. I think that's
wrong. But the thing is, because now he's saying it's all jokes. When people don't joke with you, you don't joke with them. If I don't joke with you and I don't play with you, then don't play with me. Like I told Jasmine earlier today, I don't have shit to say to bitches.
Really
if I don't have, you don't like me, then don't say nothing about me. Because if I don't like you, I damn sure not going to respond to you. You are not worth my time. You're not worth Tiffany's time. You're not worth Mark's time. You're not worth J-Rock's time. Now, if Naima want to deal with you, that's Naima. But I'm speaking for myself, Tiffany, J-Rock, and Mark. We don't have anything to say to you, so keep our names out your mouth. Now, if Enrique want to talk to you, Enrique, you want to talk to Bishop? Crickets.
No,
he don't even want to talk to you.
Bitch, if I wanted to talk to you, I would have jiggled my motherfucking zipper.
But let me just say this. I don't have anything against Bishop. I don't have anything against him. It's just that he does come off as very controversial at times. So, I mean, honestly,
okay, well,
like,
you know. Honey, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Pals.
Okay, enough about her. Okay, so let's get to this inbox message that I got for Kelly.
Oh,
so,
God.
Come on, get you dying for this inbox.
So basically, TJ was telling the truth because J-Rock never rebutted.
Right,
because
okay, J-Rock, you didn't.
Yeah,
you never
J-Rock,
said why
you're
wouldn't
on
fuck
the air.
Him.
I told y'all. He needed a fucking haircut. I told y'all that he needed a haircut, and then I ended up having to give him a haircut at the fucking ball. Then y'all tried to say that I was in the fucking bathroom.
So, okay, so because you had
so
to
what
give
was
him
your
a,
mouth
so
going
to
be?
Wait a minute,
Tiffany.
Let me do this. So because you had to give him a haircut, that's why you're not going to fuck him?
No, it's just that. Oh, Lord. That don't make no sense.
No,
what they got to do with the haircut?
You said, Barry, before he got on this phone, that his chances with you are done, that he would never get the opportunity. So we then asked.
Because he's hickey-licious.
Girl, I'm switching over now. We can raise you to J-Rock when we did
the Wait. Hold on. What you mean by hickey listen?
Who is this asking the question?
He had passion off. Did he already have passion off J-Rock?
Really? TJ. Don't try it.
Okay, well, Naima, what's the question you have, Naima?
Somebody had choked you up all night fucking long. You had hickeys from here to motherfucking London.
Oh, you walk around with passion marks, TJ. That's so unbecoming of a lady.
I ain't a lady. I don't know what you're talking about that.
I want to give a big shout out to my sister, Amina Prodigy, in the chat room. Hey, Amina.
And what the heck you got to do with anything, J-Rock?
But, TJ, you had slipped me a roofie. That's what that was. But, anyway, let's move on.
I had just seen you at the hotel 5 minutes ago.
Okay, TJ, goddamn it. We was probably going to do something, but I'm glad to see you spared me, okay?
Oh, she spared you. Don't say it like that.
Okay, well, now email your inbox because I'm about to get out of here.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, the inbox said, Miss Kelly, she just worried about Prince since Diggy left her for Maria.
Ooh. Since what? Say that again. I missed that. That went over my head. Ooh. Who is Maria?
It said, tell Miss Kelly she just worried about Prince since Diggy left her for Maria.
I came. Okay, you ready? Are you ready for my rebuttal?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for my rebuttal, Naima? So whoever had that in your inbox, I came, I saw, I conquered, I moved on.
Oh, goodbye.
Okay.
Well,
everything that mother wants, mother gets.
So my money is on Kelly getting J-Rock before any of y'all.
Y'all want to know what my response to that is?
They ain't never been asked.
Well, he was scared of TJ and me, so he might be scared of yours.
Hold on. This is my response.
And this is my exit, and this is what I have for Naima, because if mother wants J-Rock, I can have J-Rock up here tomorrow if I wanted J-Rock up here, because I have frequent flyer miles. But Naima, when I hear you talk about you having J-Rock, this is all I hear.
When you talk, all I hear is
okay. Now keep it cute, Naima, before I be on cam taking pictures with J-Rock inboxing you, and you know what my background looks like.
Oh no, Naima, she gave you a stern warning, honey.
Okay.
It was in my inbox. I'm not the one who said that.
Oh, well, I don't care. You tell those girls. Tell your girls in that inbox. Oh, girl, you know they want me to come out. The girls in that inbox, I love boxes. Honey,
oh,
so tell those girls to stay out your inbox, and maybe they should try to get into the box.
Ooh. Ain't
nobody
winning.
Yeah. Name a box shitty. Okay. Maybe. But J-Rock, if you don't want to wait into the coldest winter ever, and you want to come to the blizzard of Manida, if you want to come to the blizzard on Manida, J-Rock, just hit me in my inbox and I'll make it happen.
Who knows how to cook for real?
Oh, I cooked very well. Ask Naima, she knows. She took many plates home.
Naima ain't gonna agree with you cooking right now, Kelly.
She don't
No.
I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. No, Kelly can throw down. I'm not even allowed in. She could go down, and so could I. But she can't go down.
Oh wait, hold on. I think Miss Clark is on. Miss Clark, are you on the line? And Miss Clark, I think Miss Clark is on the phone line. This thing, I see her smiling on iChat, honey. Miss Clark,
you can only eat certain things from off of Moneta Street. The cheese is not one. And you make sure you catch her when her food stamps is here.
Ooh.
The spaghetti will have a lot of meat in it. You have to be very mindful when you go to
United States. J-Rock, if you want to come, if you want to come on Sunday, the stamps come on Monday.
Oh, damn.
Okay,
damn.
And the refrigerator will be full, and there'll be a whole bunch of snacks and everything, and the bed is very soft, honey, and I have 3 different pressure points on my shower head also, honey.
Yeah,
and
wow. Say, she got,
and
you got, say, you're going to have to share the bed, J-Rock. Don't think you're going to get in the bed by
and
yourself.
The same, and the same way, and the same, and those same 3 points that the shower head has, I have in my bedroom, too.
Let me tell you something, J-Rock. You can come to my house because it ain't gonna be no witnesses.
You oh, baby, you ain't got one. What
the? She lying like her laptop.
Breaking news. There is a message coming from breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
The CEO just sent over a message and said Kelly and Naima will never have J-Rock back up and leave my child alone.
Okay. Well, the CEO. Well, I love my sister. I love my sister down, and I love Naima down to say, but mother is always up for a motherfucking challenge. To say, J-Rock.
Wait, J-Rock. So Jasmine, your mama?
Yes.
That explains why she was like that at the hotel.
No, well, I guess you know what, Miss Sang. I wasn't going to no balls this weekend, Miss Sang. I think I might have to fly into Texas this weekend.
Girl, Jasmine, you got a light one. Jasmine, you got to lift up and share the baby.
Ew, who is that?
You ready?
Ew, what the fuck?
Exactly.
What?
They got Chris Brown.
You ready?
In the damn ballroom.
Come on. But you know, I enjoy coming and partying with the Teeth Party, honey. I love y'all all for loving me. Don't forget to tune in to Monday night, where we definitely have the recap of the ball in Chicago, the Scottie Ball. We definitely have the recap of the Carolina Mini Ball Awards Ball. And anything that happens over the weekend, we will definitely have that recap. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to the CEO. Jasmine Couture, the icon, State of Emergency show. The show is not over to the girls in the chat room, so it's not over. I'm just saying my goodbyes because I'm about to get out. Don't forget to tune into my sister's show tomorrow night, where it will definitely be a hot topic, honey, and all the cast and everybody will be there, and I will definitely be there. I love y'all all for loving me, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And Naima, you ain't got to worry about it. Me and Jay Rock is definitely going to practice safe sex.
Okay. 347-301. 347-301. Never mind. Forget it.
Get a number to Jason?
I guess they pressed one again. I was trying to wait for Kelly to finish talking about how she going to flush J-Rock, but that's a while. No, the show isn't, Mona. No, the show is not
Mona
over.
The show is
over. So, wait a minute.
It's all
so
over the
Jasmine,
place, but it ain't over.
So, what is Jasmine, what is tomorrow's show about? Is Jasmine
tomorrow's show, Layman, let me find out if she wants me to talk about that now, or does she want to come on and talk about it herself?
I want her to come on, because I haven't talked to her in a minute.
Well, you know her phone number.
Well, bitch, don't you care her phone number?
Women, okay, calm down. No, we will not be talking.
When I say Naima, they just listen to you so fast. Bitch, you on the phone number.
Can you breathe, Naima? We will not be talking about what tomorrow's show is as of yet.
Okay.
Is Alexa still on the phone?
Cause that's what she's down ass bitch.
Who's in the tub?
What happened?
Well, at least they in the tub.
Because, bitch. Wait a minute. I was watching the lipstick ball, and they was on the mic, and Jack said that normally when you go to balls, they have a corner, and the corner always be funky. And he said, I want to give it up for Dallas, because Dallas, everybody smells good. Everybody's fresh. They take showers. And I was like,
he's been reading about the funky girls at the balls for years. He's saying, no shade.
That's nasty.
I'm not reading because I love the girls. But them tucks, bitch, be smelling fierce from across the room. It's no shade. And that's been going
nasty.
On for years.
It's pitiful.
Just
it been going on for
girl.
Years.
Start calling the girls out. What's their name? What's Smelly
Bowl? I
don't
know their name, honey. If I would have, I would have said it to them at the ball back then. You could
like
just
I said
smell
before,
the aroma.
Like I said before, tux and old sweaty hair smells like ass.
Because
that's why
I don't know her. I don't know about her, but you could smell it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying it like you up on it or nothing, but you could smell the aroma, and it's like the same distinctive smell. And it's like, bitch, what is that? And one day I tapped my girlfriend. I said, what is that? She said, child, it's the girls that tuck don't smell right. I was like, huh? I gagged.
No, that's what I'm saying. That too, but like I said, okay, when you see these girls that go, I've seen girls that go, they'll go to the club, they'll have fun, they sweat, they'll take the wig off, put it on the mannequin. Then they'll go back, and when they want to wear that wig again, they put it back on. Then they'll sweat, put it back on the mannequin. Sooner or later, that hair fucking stinks.
That's true.
That's why you gotta rock by that shit that you can fucking wash.
Shit, ain't there any woman, too?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they be smelling like that. You ain't never been up to it. You never seen a girl that took a shower. She smelled good when she got out the shower, but then when y'all got to the club, you're like, we ain't even did nothing. You musty. They're not musty.
I don't think any of my girlfriends that are cunts would ever even try that around me. Cause
they probably wash their hair, and they buy that hair that can be washed.
Yeah, they do buy that expensive weave. They do.
What the fuck are y'all talking about now? I'm the queen of expensive weed. Now, what?
We talking about girls' hands who stink. We talking about the girls. Well, particularly it was more about the drags and
the drags. Tiffany, you ain't never been across. You never been next to a girl and you get a smell of clean and funk, and you be like, wait a minute, bitch. Wait. Are you musty or are you clean? And it be their hair. Their because they don't wash their weaves or wash their hair because they don't buy the weave that you can actually wash.
Oh, so yeah, the hair be like built up like club smoke,
yes.
Sweat, just all kind of shit.
Smoke.
Just giving a very dirty corn chip kind
of smoke. Like a musty. Yeah, that's why I'd be like, drag, wash your hair.
It's so funny I said that because I just washed my hair in the goddamn shower tonight. Ain't that some crazy shit?
You got expensive hair, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You know. No, I just did.
That's funny. I did just
watch her in the shower tonight.
Who is playing that tune?
Her,
somebody
is that you?
Somebody dated and can't take probably. I don't know, honey. The girls is at me tonight. Why, honey? I can't help
Tiffany,
it. I mean, stop.
It is not always about you. Why do you always think somebody is about you at you? Girl, really?
Well, we were talking, and, honey, all I heard is music, girl.
Okay, and that was her old theme song. Didn't you hear CeeLo Green?
No, I heard Nell.
Okay, see, sometimes you should shut up and listen with your ears and not your mouth.
What I need to do, girl.
They do look alike, no shade.
Yeah, they do look alike, Harold and CeeLo. They do.
Tiffany
they
and
do.
CeeLo Green.
Oh, did you say CeeLo Green? No, ma'am. Wait a minute. No, I'm going to leave that one alone because I like Harold personally. Y'all don't.
So what do you
have
to do with
listen, let me explain something.
I don't have nothing against Harold either, but they do look alike.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. I don't personally have a problem with Harold at all. I think Harold is a decent guy. I've been around him more than
like that. That is gross.
don't see his icon status. That's it. I mean, that's the only thing. There's nothing wrong with Harold. I just don't. I think he does a great job with the House of Aga. I just don't see his icon status. That's it.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard the archives. Y'all was going to add it. I was like, wow.
It's a blueprint. Ebony.
But what I do like, Naima, is how your parents came to your defense. That was over. That
okay,
was over.
Because they were trying to serve me up on a platter, honey.
And mother and father came right in.
Okay.
But
then
Naima, let me ask you a question. Why you felt like
women,
he was...
Women, Mark. The mother and father just came in, and then came in. This is what he gave every day.
Silence of the lambs. He gave silence.
He gave crickets.
No, what he gave was he redirected his anger. That's what I caught. He redirected things. So that's
but you
what
know
I
though, it's all, but you know what though, it's at the end of the day, it's all the time because you know me and Harold, you know, we sometimes do little in the other room, you know, we say little stuff to each other. Sometimes I get into it with Corey, who's the Aga, you know, and other people, me and Alexis, sometimes whatever. You know, but it's all in fun at the end of the day. Like, I don't have no animosity to that man or nothing like that or whatever, you know.
Right. I mean, it's ballroom.
I
mean, it's not meant to be taken seriously.
Let me tell you something.
I still have respect for Harold. At the end of the day, I still have respect for him. I still love him down, and we still go key when we see each other.
Didn't
everything.
Y'all
just
already talk about this already? Why are y'all rehashing?
All right, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The monkey still wanted to stay out the cage.
So.
You can bookmark
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful,
okay, Mark. I'm sorry, Mark. What you want to ask me, Mark?
No, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, why do you feel like you personally, because I know you don't go to balls a lot or you really don't attend much. Why do you feel like from ballroom people you being tried?
Because I just feel like I'm not on their level or something, or I don't take it as serious as them or something like that. Like, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. At one point, a long time ago, it would get to me. But then it's like, child pay it. Like, God, at the end of the day, I got other shit that I got to worry about. Like, in my real life, to be worried about if somebody sees me or sets me or a whole bunch of judgment away and say, if I could see approval or not, I could see it less. Really.
Well, you know what it is, Naima? You know what it is, I think it is? I think because they have nothing to judge you on, because there's always, like, people who critics for movies and stuff like that, a lot of people get at them or get mad at them, but at the end of the day, they're just telling them how they feel about your performance. And I think the reason why people kind of get at you and a couple other people here, because they really don't know you guys, and they just don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? They have nothing on you, so they're just going to say you're a non-ball walker. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing I fail to see that is not true. It's just shade when
because
it's
I'm
shade.
A ball walker, bitch.
Because the thing about it is that I walk balls, and every motherfucking girl that comes on this line could sit here and act like they don't know who I am, but I'm telling you they do. Now, maybe Fred Chanel and a few other people have never really been up here and been up here a lot when I was out. But trust me, Harold and everybody else know they all judge me. Screw it, everybody. Cabbage, everybody's been on that panel. So everybody knows me, particularly maybe by Mark Infinity, but not by Mark Ebony. But they know
me.
So when it's
no, I'm just saying that for Naima, Mark, because people do know who you are. People do know you.
Well,
let me say this,
you know, not to cut you off, but let me say this, you know. What a lot of people tend to forget and they tend to overlook is that the ballroom scene, when it first came out, you know, when we seen the Paris is Burning days or whatever like that, when Angie Extravaganza was explaining and Dorian Corey, when she was explaining and Pepper was explaining this, they said a lot of people come to the ballroom scene and they join these houses because some just need a family, some just want support, some want to be accepted. Some want to support the house or whatever like that, or support their family members or their friends or whatever. So, you know, if you take it from that aspect and you take it from, like, a physical realm, and let's say this is a house that you actually live in. You got a roof over here. In order for your house to stand, you need a foundation. What is the foundation in a ballroom house? It would be your parents. Now, parents are supposed to nurture their kids. They're supposed to help them, you know,
in a real life as well as in the ballroom scene. And if you just have something that just want to support, you just want to feel like they belong, you know, everything like that. I mean, like, come on. Let me tell you something. You're supposed to be accepted in this scene because we're all a gay, we're all a homosexual, whether we're in the closet, we're out the closet, whether we're facing dilemmas or problems or anything like that. We are supposed to come together, and this is supposed to be the place where we're not judged, where we all are accepted no matter what the flaws are. But, you know, we are actually our biggest critics because I think the ballroom scene tear the girls down more than the actual straight society. The straight people probably sit back and laugh and be like, my motherfucker's head, just look at it. Bitch, I don't even have to make fun of you. But y'all doing a damn good job yourself.
I don't get the same shade from the straight homosexual heterosexual scene that I do from the ballroom or from gays, period.
Mm-hmm.
I just
I agree with you.
I get treated much better in the heterosexual setting than in the homosexual setting, but I still engage and indulge in my homosexual setting. The shade doesn't bother me, but I really do get more accolades out of being around other straight people than gay people. I'd rather be around straight people. It's no shame.
What is that noise?
Somebody
what noise are you hearing?
Well,
no, it's not my
is,
phone, because half the time I had my phone on mute, and I did that purposely, so nobody could say it was mine.
All I'm saying is that, you know, the ballroom scene went from, to me, and this is my honest opinion, to me, I like to see the competitions, and don't get me wrong, I'm the type of person where, you know, I'd rather have my money right if I'm going to walk my category. Like, sometimes I walk best dressed, or sometimes, you know, I assist my house members and stuff like that, because I'm a nasty hairstylist, and there are girls that sit on the phone that can attest to it, even Sanaya herself. So, all I'm saying is, you know, wherever I can support my house, that's what I've been doing. And my house know that, you know, there are personal things going on in my life, you know, for us living, for us other things that's going on with me. That right now, the ballroom scene and walking the ball is the last thing on my doggone list, and I could care less. Okay?
Right.
And this is what these girls tend to sit here. They get so caught up in the shooking and the jive and other doggone scene that they tend to forget that once the glitz and the glam is over and the lights are off and the clapping
right.
is stopped and everything like that, it's like this. It's back to basics. It's back to real life. It's back to survival mode. Okay? So, if you know, I'm not the type of person where I will take my last paycheck and I will go buy an effect and probably don't even win or whatever the case may be, or I spend my rent money or I will spend my food money and stuff like that or whatever, like some of these girls do, and pile up in a doggone in a hotel like pack of fannies or something like that in a room, you know, trying to walk the category or something. It's just not that serious for me. So the girls can call me a Reed. They can call me a Knot. They can call me everything but the child of golf for all I care. But at the end of the day, my priorities are straight. What about you?
Right, exactly. That's the thing I was trying to explain about the whole Reed between Harold or me and whoever. You can't really come for me because I have a lot of shit going on already. I don't need all of that criticism. That criticism comes after what I'm doing, and I'm not even involved in that, so why would it even bother me?
Mm-hmm.
If I was walking, we probably could have had a better war, but there was no war. I mean, I'm working, you're doing what you're doing, so we on two different playing fields here, so it really was no need for me to even go into any of that or go anywhere else with anybody else. You really can't judge me on the ballroom scene because I was never really a big ballroom walker. It just never happened. It's never going to happen.
But, you know, though, it's cool, though. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Is, you know, when my parents came on the line, you know, yesterday, weekend, whatever, it was just to let the girls know that, like, bitch, okay, y'all may not see her, but it's not for you to see her. We see her, and she's a part of the House of Ebony because she's family, and I support Ebony, and I'm a ride or die Ebony, and I will beat a bitch ass behind Ebony. I am Ebony. So at the end of the day, it don't even matter what the girls see me in the scene or not, or whether I'm a walker or not. That's all they can seem like every kid said about me. Oh, but you don't walk on. You may. All right, girl.
Who's
your girl? What the fuck?
Which boy? See, I'm going to start working switchboard because, really?
Oh, they tried to change the fire song. They tried that. Whoever the music is playing.
Wait, is this the athlete song?
That's the Carry for Fire song.
Yeah, Carry for Fire.
I cannot believe it.
Okay, we're not running up steps. Can we cut the music? Thanks. Can we cut? You know what? This show about the internet.
Oh, y'all girls are trying me. Let me find out it was one of the hosts trying me.
Not me.
I'm talking the whole time that it's going on.
It must have been Tiffany.
Now, I'm guilty of a lot of stuff tonight, but that ain't it.
And there you have it. Because
I
did show trying to figure out where the fuck
was
over that was
coming
from.
Today.
Well, bitch, I'm the one playing Chariots of Fire because it's Wednesday night and I was having such a fucking kiki. Then we went into a subject about some motherfuckers trying, motherfuckers with jobs and all this kind of stuff. Fuck them.
Well, first of all, we know what we were talking about was the fact that you came, how you you eased on down the road on that situation about TJ.
TJ,
but we not going.
Right,
but we
right.
not going. But
so
we're not
we
going
to
go
kiki,
back
let's
down
go back
that
to
road
that
again.
Kiki.
We're not going to go back down
maybe
that road.
Maybe that whole situation was a kiki. Now,
Okay. Well, it's 1:56. So if y'all want to hear the rest of the show, y'all better call in. It's 1:56. Just want to let y'all know that. All right, go ahead, J-Rod.
Yeah, that was a kiki. Who's breathing so hard in the back?
Let me see if I can.
Is that Tiffany?
Oh.
Bitch, I'm not
did
gonna
fall asleep. Did she fall asleep?
Switchboard, can you mute everybody one by one except for me so I can do a roll call, please?
Oh, Lord.
Mark?
Yeah.
J Rock?
I'm right here.
That echo came from you, J Rock. I ain't no shade. Naima?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
It's Tiffany with
Enrique.
Yes.
Enrique.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm going to tell you, you were sitting in your new pictures I've seen on Facebook, Enrique, honey. You still got that body, honey.
My what?
I said, you still got that body, Enrique.
Still got it. That means that, you know, never
that's mind. A mess.
There's somebody in the official ballroom. I'm not going to mention his name, but he like talking to himself.
Who are they talking to themselves?
We is not going to talk about Forrest Gump.
Are we talking about Valdemar?
No, Forrest Gump.
Shall anybody whose name we will not say is Valdemar.
Oh, okay, Voldemort.
Okay, well, Voldemort, honey, just even though I'm a little late on this because I'm really not. I wasn't on Facebook. I was typing up this paper for my mother. But just Voldemort had posted up a picture saying, "J Rock, you need you gonna need plenty of that."
I ain't gonna lie, that was funny as a motherfucker because
one bottom
old,
to another.
That is an old school dish, and that is
Dead.
A big. Thick on that dish, but only you could have known about that because I've never seen this ever in my life.
Mm.
But we already know you're a professional.
Chicago cabs are over. What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. They got a dish in the official ballroom group.
Bitch, when I tell
don't
you, don't
act like they have never been in there before. The girls
no, but
just
bitch,
don't
this ain't
them.
The dish. This ain't
exactly.
Like a
exactly. That's why
this is that old school bitch 1970s dish that your grandma used to have hanging up in the shower.
Oh wait a minute, a real dish. Why is
like
men using
yeah.
real dishes? Wait, why is a man using a dish?
Thank you.
He can use the bottle. He don't have to use.
Bitch, no.
You know what?
That,
we
that
are
dish,
not, no, no, I'm not having a conversation
dishes.
About shit.
But wait a minute, but why is he trying Kelly, though? Did you see what he said about Kelly?
No. Wait a minute, where did he say something about Kelly?
Wait, he tried Kelly, too? Oh, he over Kelly for trying him?
Bitch, he tried.
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better get that boy some Ritalin or something, because pretty soon he really might kill himself.
I'm looking.
Bipolar.
Where
y'all
did he? Wait a minute, Naima. I'm going through. Where did he try Kelly? I'm looking.
Kelly, that little meat. Kelly, that little meat you got, J-Rock.
need a mile long. Your meat can be held with a tweezer.
Oh shit. The fuck?
I didn't add him. I'm not taking him out.
Take that retarded ass boy out of that room.
I didn't add him. I didn't add him. I'm not taking him out. Long as he keep my name out his mouth, when the girls complain to me enough, I'll do what I need to do. But I am not going to be responsible for that man killing himself. That will not be on my. That will not happen on my watch. Mm-hmm.
Now, how that's going to happen on your watch and you don't even see him?
Did you got you talking about him got you on short bus TV?
Well, that's not going to be on my conscience, and I'm not going to have that on my conscience if something happened to that.
When we heard that he killed himself, it was the key. What is you talking about?
I didn't laugh. I actually cried for him. When I heard that alleged rumor that he shot himself, because for somebody that shot himself, he healed quicker than Jesus on them 3 days he laid in that tomb.
That's Wolverine. That's Wolverine, bitch.
Okay.
Jingle bells, Batman smiles, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile broke his wheel, and the Joker got away. Hey.
Because when I heard he shot himself, I immediately started doing this.
He's so serious. When I complained at the thing, saw honey, his eyes on the pillow.
Not that y'all coming up with your own sound effects. Sure.
Wait a minute, is that Tanya Blount and Lauren Hill?
That is chewing it.
That's what I did when I immediately heard that. And then when I found out that he was okay, I immediately went into this.
Women have made.
Well, that ain't what I went into. Give me a second. Our girl is new at this.
No, but I'm saying so.
Well, in the meantime, girl,
I went into this.
Oh, Lord.
Shug Avery.
Not Shug Avery. This time. Oh, that's a remix.
No, that's the original version.
Then I had to go to church that Sunday, and the pastor was telling me this. And that's what I told Bishop, that God was trying to tell him something.
Well, honey, he ain't motherfucking listening because his retarded ass is still in this room.
And then all of a sudden, bitch. All of a sudden, bitch, the lights went out. And you heard this.
Mr. Pow, boom, pop, wham, wham.
And he came in and saved his life.
That's Batman.
Saved his life.
I can't believe that. Oh, my God, I'm done.
It's no shade. I'm sick and tired of looking at this picture. Now, I don't like this song.
Which one is John Nathan Hameet?
No. Bitch, I don't care what nobody say right now. Nicki Minaj is stuck, and I hate the bitch, but this bitch is stuck next to this Lauryn Hill picture. This bitch is looking nice.
No, she
look
don't.
At her face.
J-Rock, that little girl looks like something wrong with her.
I don't care if it looks like she's something wrong with her. I'm saying she is stuck. That makeup is on. Well, either she airbrushed.
Y'all got a lot going on with makeup out in Texas, huh?
No, you know, Texas is like the pageant. That's like the pageant capital. Like, that's where all that stuff starts. Like, you know, like the pageant girls and all the makeup and all this kind of stuff. I asked this question in the ballroom, but nobody answered it because they probably don't care. Bitch, is that Bishop's lifeline? Like I was saying, in Texas, I wanted to see this come back, but I guess don't nobody want to see it come back. Whatever happened to drag face, the art of makeup, like real drag face? I don't want to see no drag face that damn near look like a film queen. I want to see how you can get into your mug. Like even creative face, you know what I'm saying?
So
like,
you want
to see gotta,
people
that
look
have like, face.
You want to see clown looks.
No, not clown. No, not clown. To where you can paint your... You ever seen like a beat drag queen, but she painted
well,
drag?
Well, my question is, why does a person have to be that caked up in makeup to look like something? What are you trying to make them look like?
No, I'm saying drag face with the art of makeup, just creative, like creative face. Like, even with the Butch Queens, remember they had Club Kid, but you still had to have face?
Right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, with the girls that do drag... face, but you know what I'm saying, did you get into your makeup? How beat did you beat your mug with makeup? Not clown, not overdid it with cakiness and stuff like that, but you know, kind of like they tried to do when they said Viva La Glam.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I just don't think that, you know, too many of the girls need to be really painting like that anyway. I mean, you know, if you got face, it shouldn't take that much paint anyway.
But what do they call for, like, pageant mug or something like that? Because some of the pageant girls be stuck, and you know it.
Yeah, no, I think, you know what? I'll be very honest with you, J-Rock. I think in Texas, y'all are more focused on pageants than y'all are on balls when it comes to the girls. I think y'all are more focused on pageants because it's so big out there. But the ballroom is a different type of place. Like,
well,
pageants,
there, it
that's
like,
where the pageant
it seems like
ends.
Drag face, but it just seems like drag face. It has to damn near be film queen face now. I don't understand it.
Well,
drag's
face is a little bit different than drag's realness. So a drag is supposed to be a butch queen up in drag. Drag's face is that you need to have face. So even as a butch queen, if you walk in drags, you should be able to walk butch queen face too.
Right. There you, now, that's something that I do agree with. But some of these drags, when they take that wig off, they cannot walk butch queen face because...
That's my opinion. That's not a ballroom way. That's just my opinion that you should be able to walk butch queen face too. But that's just my opinion. It's not a ballroom way because a lot of people that can't get through for face have got up in drags to do drag's face.
Well,
so,
I would just like to wish Bebe a little happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah. And I'd like to send a shout out to Brian Revlon. I love you.
Oh, God, with Brian Revlon.
Calm down.
Not y'all is going to wear me out with Brian Revlon.
Girl, Devin, fuck Chicago. Devin, fuck Chicago. Okay?
Is she still defending Chicago?
Girl, just because I said Texas is like a pageant capital, okay, we know that Continental is in Chicago, but, bitch, a lot of heavy hitters came right out of Texas. Some of the iconic girls in the pageant scene came right out of Texas. And a major fucking city relevant. Shut up.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I see a lot of the ballroom girls, Stasha, and a lot of them girls that walk pageants and stuff like that, Alyssa, and a lot of different girls that walk pageants. But, I mean, I just think it's a totally different scene from looking at the ballroom.
You know, speaking of Stasha, you know, she's supposed to be, this rumor that she's supposed to be coming to the coldest. I don't know if she's Walker, but she was pretty. I'm pretty sure she probably may walk if she's coming all the way up to New York City to the coldest winter ball. And that's gonna be hot.
That ball is gonna be sick.
Naima Bishop said this. So you better leave that man alone.
He going, Naima, you better watch out, because something wrong with that boy.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Child is a couple french fries short of a happy meal. I'm not worried about that.
You keep bouncing against the wall.
Not
wasn't it Mystical or 50 Shots?
No, that's the old. That's the old school version. That's where Mystical got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
But that's not what he was saying. What Mystical was saying then.
No, my song used to be so
long. Oh yes, God, danger.
Please
danger.
Don't take that back to that time. That was a time in my life where I was very fast.
Why would you say it?
I said fast.
Oh.
Because I had just gotten in the Navy. And
wait a minute,
18.
Hold on, Enrique. Not too much with fat people, okay?
So,
oh, you
Enrique,
said fast.
I
did not say
fast.
I said fast. I'm sorry.
What you say,
Naima?
Naima, what you say?
I said, Enrique, are you coming up to New York for the coldest winter ball?
Most definitely.
Ooh.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I come?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in there, honey.
Oh, yes.
Me and Jason coming. We catching the train. A bus up.
I'm not coming to that ball. I'm going to the other ball. What are you talking about? There you go. Speaking for me.
You going to what ball?
The ball that's the same night.
I don't know what ball's the same night.
Eric's ball.
The Legends Ball in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Oh, this ball, why are these balls on the same night? I'm confused. Why are they doing
I don't
that?
Know, but that's not a subject that I care to talk about because that's going to drain talking about balls that's the same night.
Okay,
apparently,
gotcha.
Apparently, when one ball was discussed, they already worked that out, that one ball was changed to another date because of another ball, and then another ball was changed to that date. So you got two choices to go to. So you can go left or you can go right. Since I've never been to Chicago, I think I'm going to go to Chicago.
I think the girls are definitely going to be in the building because Naya's name is on there and Caesar. And Caesar is Ballroom Throwbacks. He is a brand. And so
well, Ballroom Throwbacks will be at both places. They've already said that as well. So you'll get face and painted face.
Work.
Girl,
wow.
Why is Mona talking about she's in a relationship now with Javaris?
Who the hell is that?
Javaris, the guy that got knocked out on World Star.
Leave it alone.
No. Leave it alone.
I'm not doing that. Can't wait to see me. I can't wait to see you either, Dev. We're going to have a good time. I want you to take me to Oprah House and stuff.
Oh, girl, I'm about to end up on World Star, too. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, the Midwest Legends Ball is the same day?
So which one are you going to, J-Rock?
Bitch, what do you mean, which one am I going to?
Did I speak French?
Wait, J-Rock, why are you saying it like that? What's the shade with the Midwest? What's the shade?
Ain't no
it's
shade with the Midwest.
It's
I had already
Sanaya.
Told...
It's Sanaya's ball. What are you
I told Devin I was coming to his ball, but... I'm sorry.
Then I guess you'll
you.
Be where I am.
You take the bag, you take the ball today, you have to thank the room.
I'm going to have to come another time, Dale. Sorry. Mommy's having her function.
Y'all, but you know, when I was young, y'all a kid, this little memory I had, it flashed to me like a couple of days ago. When I was young, when I was living in Baltimore, when I was young and I was going to middle school, you know how you ride the, you know how the yellow bus, you know how the kids be in the back of the bus and they always making the little noises and they stomp on the floor. This is like the early 90s.
The hood.
So.
Wait a minute,
the
did
hood.
You say
right.
The short
the
yellow
hood.
Bus? You rode the short yellow bus and you knew about this in the back?
No. I say, remember how long the yellow buses be, and you know how everybody be in the
oh.
back when they be making the noises and stomping on the floor and stuff like that. So remember the song that MC Hammer had? It was like Too Legit to Quit. You know that song?
Hey,
right?
Hey.
We used to do that in class too on the desk.
Okay, right. So mind you, we used to torment the shit out of the bus driver, but we changed because we had the cunt sing in one part and then the boys would sing the other. So we did a remix of the song. We was like, tuna fish and chips, and the cunt be like, mayonnaise, tuna fish and chips. Yeah, just
wait a minute.
Anyway.
You
maybe
you
would have said
earlier,
Naima, you would have got a key, but I think people are a little tired right now.
Wait, but that was not funny.
I was trying to be nice. Stop it now. We're just tired, Naima. That's why you ain't get no keys. My bad. Mm.
That's like saying shitty boo-boo breath. Shitty boo-boo breath. You know your breath is about to send me to my death. That's like old school elementary type.
Who's
shit.
Who's playing that music?
That's Jason over there playing there.
I want y'all to step into the bad side.
Bitch, ain't nobody stepping into no bad side.
Not the dream girl.
So where is Jasmine at? She's going to tell us what the time
oh
is.
Oh, my God, Naima, don't you hear her telephone?
She just said that she wasn't. He just said that she wasn't going to do it tonight.
No, she said she wasn't going to do it earlier.
I did not say
no,
that.
No, she said
you
she's
don't,
not
again,
talking
I'm
about
a,
it.
Let me, again, listen with your ears, Tiffany.
Let me calm down.
But not your mouth.
Okay.
Don't get the shit slapped out you, Jason, okay?
Girl, and I slap back.
All right, honey. Well, then we going to be some slapping
that. You 6'4", I'm 6'2". We going to be like Godzilla and something outside fighting.
This is a WWF. You got 6'4", 6'2". No, man.
I'm not 6'4". I am 6'2".
I'm 6'4", bro.
I stand 6'4", and 6'2". This is WWF.
You're a big girl. You're a big girl, Gog, honey.
It's going to be the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Well, hold up. Who big bad mama?
Bitch. I'm going to tell her the hun, honey.
I'm going to let you know one of y'all is Sable and one of y'all is big bad mama now. Who going to take which one?
Wait a minute, let me Google Sable because I forgot what that bitch looks like.
That's Zena over there, honey.
No. Oh, you talking about China? China before she had to work when she had that box chin?
Is she really a porn star? Who? Somebody told me she was a porn star, China. Is that true?
No.
She did Playboy and showed that clitoris that was too big that looked like a penis coming out of it.
Ew.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Mona said, who is Mount Fiji? Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm going to stop talking about this because, like she said she mad she caught the glow reference because that's making us, like, real old.
Oh, I just got an inbox, y'all. The inbox fan. tell Jasmine to get on the line because it's her birthday.
Was her birthday?
Jasmine's birthday.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me go,
Jasmine's birthday ain't today.
Jasmine's birthday is not today.
Well, that's what the person said in my inbox. I said, get Jasmine on the line because today is her B-day.
Well, they need to refresh that because Jasmine's birthday is not today.
Wow.
Jasmine's birthday is not this week at all.
Well, some dope.
Is it the same week as mine? Mine's the 16th.
Put on a wall. Happy birthday.
Enrique, I don't know when your birthday is. So
it's 16.
I'm looking at my calendar. Let me see. Jasmine's birthday.
No, it says she's a Sagittarius, November 22nd through 21st. So maybe
her birthday is the 14th. Jasmine's birthday is the 14th.
Okay, let me tell you something.
So it's 2 days before
mine.
Her birthday is 2 days before mine.
You better stop trying to be inbox person. I'm going to tell who you are. You're trying to turn me.
This said, Doughboy Blanco put on her wall, happy birthday. You're a little early.
Okay, well, they're a little early. Happy early birthday, Jazzy J.
Okay.
Well, it's not time yet.
I just want to say, if y'all have not ordered your talking stuck from Letitia, please do so. Because I do not want to see
the new, have y'all seen the new ones? Because
I don't
want to
see you jingle your bowls.
No, have you seen the new ones where she got the little pouch in the front where the girls can hide their little credit card tees and they look? Go ahead, girl.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They can hide their credit card tees in their tuck?
Yeah.
Jazz got a little, Letitia got a little, she done made them with the new pocket. It's like a little pouch pocket that they can slide it down in there. So, I mean, if you want to get their money, bitch, you got to get their money. You ain't getting that money.
Oh, okay.
Did I give a shout out to my favorite house?
Uh-uh.
No.
The house of Alan Meekly?
Bitch, you did that.
Oh, you fell out? You fell out?
No, okay. Say, I do love Nicole, but I have not seen her house on the floor. You know what house is my favorite house?
The Tsunamis.
Jason want to be Mother Tsunami, no shade. You want to take that part?
Switchboard, can you, I need you to, what's that number that needs to be muted? 443-570, it needs to be muted, deleted, taken out of the system.
We'll be directing Mother.
Not directing Mother, I'm hanging up.
Mm-hmm. What about them yams?
What's about the yams?
Yeah, 619-500.
Yeah, I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
Oh. Y'all play too much. And y'all is falling out.
Not the ad, though, in the paper. Get into in the paper, not on the line, not in the motherfucking
oh, bitch,
on
the
site.
In the paper?
In the paper, bitch, in the newspaper,
oh, okay,
bitch.
I didn't catch that.
Wait a minute. When? Let me ask y'all a question. When is the last time, and be honest, when is the last time y'all bought a newspaper?
Well, I get one every morning on my way to work when I take my neighbors. What?
Bitch, you singing in the bathroom?
The monkey.
Oh, okay. But anyways, the last time I bought a newspaper was for LaMail Grant when he walked Butch Queen Executive Realness. He got the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal.
And Ricky,
when's
the last time you bought a newspaper?
This Saturday.
That just passed, Naima.
Yeah.
But why do you need a newspaper, though?
Right, that's my whole point.
No, because they had it. Because they had something about the gay marriage, or something I guess that's going into Congress or some state, and that's why I bought it.
Jason,
because my thing
only
is like,
that
I buy
Jason,
a newspaper
right,
for the coupons. I'm a coupon
he's the
shopper.
Only person on this line that buys the newspaper, and he gets it to his house. So or whatever.
But Jason, saying. But you can look that up. I mean, it's on your phone now.
What's on my phone?
Like, okay, like when I was
bitch,
in...
Jesus saves and so do I. I like cutting coupons. Fuck you. You ain't gonna tell me what to do.
Not Jesus saves and so do I.
Y'all play too much.
You ain't gonna tell me. Bitch, it's a free motherfucking newspaper. It's
not
my
Jesus
best
saves
it's
and
a,
so do I, bitch. I'm fucking hanging up.
It's a free newspaper. It's
I'm
in my message every morning, and on my way to work, I get it, and I take it to work, and I read it, and I pass it along to somebody else. I ain't paying for the newspaper.
Bitch said Jesus saves and so do I.
Yes, Jesus
when
saves.
When I tell y'all I have been sitting here drinking cocktail after cocktail after cocktail, bitch. I think I had about four of them.
Wow. You off tomorrow?
I'm off for the next 6 motherfucking days.
Oh, well, get
oh,
your
wow,
life, man.
6 days, and I ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Going to bed.
Congrats. That's what's up.
Going to bed.
Shout out to, damn, I forgot that fast. Well, I was supposed to get ready shout out to. Shout out to the man in the McDonald's that made my coffee this morning, bitch.
Oh, that's why you still up?
Yes.
You are just gagging. I've had cups of coffee like that, bitch, from Starbucks. Starbucks, bitch, sends me into orbit. I be gagging. I be like, you know what? I think I'm going to clean up in here.
Child, that's crack. That ain't coffee.
Now, listen now. Not too much with crack. Okay.
Speaking of crack, did y'all see that picture of Chris Brown throwing Tina?
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Was
he doing that for real?
He He had, bitch, mind you, he ain't even got a regular lighter like the rest of us. Bitch, you can tell he's famous. Bitch, he had a blowtorch.
Okay.
I said, bitch, now what are you going to light that with, bitch? He looked like he was about to melt and motherfucking weld up some motherfucking pipes or something, bitch. He, all he needed was that mask that you put down in front of your face, bitch. He could have welded the whole motherfucking apartment. I saw that flame. I said, bitch, what is he lighting with that? His life?
Wow.
That lighter carried. I was.
Wow.
You can smoke weed as much as you want, but I got a problem when you smoking it through a bong, honey. That's crack pipe tease to me.
Yeah, that's too close. Like
now y'all are doing shows now. Smoking weed through a bong
that's
is
too
not
close.
Crack.
That's too close.
Wait a minute.
Y'all is doing shows.
443-225. Ginger, can you stop calling here, please?
Not too much.
Ginge, bitch, when'd you get out? No shade. And J Rock, bitch, that motherfucking photo with Ginger and that monkey is a fool. That monkey, no, you got to get into the picture, though. The monkey was looking at Ginger like, what the fuck?
And not the silver bottom part match right with the monkey, bitch.
Okay. That monkey is looking like, bitch, soft and cunt is not big.
Okay, he was looking all the out like, bitch.
If somebody said the shade was, the monkey was actually giving more face. y'all gonna leave my
Stallone. Ty, that's your friend, but you still got her sitting in jail for $175.
$175.
Who's in jail?
Ginger.
Oh shit!
I missed all this shit.
Christina finally pressed charges on her ass, honey. That's what.
I done told y'all, it's the first of the month. I got bills. It's Christmas time. My mama got 8 kids, and they got kids, too. So Uncle Cedric don't got time for the girls.
Crackhead going to steal your money.
Who hasn't put up their Christmas tree? Because I haven't.
I haven't. No Christmas tree. I already
let me
told
tell you
y'all
something.
What I was
I'm
doing.
Getting a, let me tell you something. I'm getting a Charlie Brown Christmas tree with motherfucking Oprah-sized presents. That's what it's giving this year.
Told y'all I'm going to print out pictures of a Christmas tree and put it on my motherfucking wall.
I'm thinking about
it. Presents under the paper.
And then I'm
going to
put the presents in front of the paper.
That is ghetto.
I'm recycling.
That is so project.
So what?
Listen, J-Rock.
Y'all,
J-Rock
y'all buying
too much
all
with the
these
projects,
live
okay?
trees. Will you, let me ask you something. When you finish with that live tree that you put in your house, or can you replant it?
Oh, no, I don't have no live tree. I'm looking at my tree sitting up at the top on this shelf that's been up there all year. My tree has been with me since 2004.
That tree probably already put together, and you just want to take it out of a trash bag.
Hell yeah. Who the fuck want to say and put that tree together? You know what? Trees are annoyance. Very annoying. I love them when they decorate it. I just don't like doing it.
Yeah. Does it cap all of your tree?
My cat doesn't bother anything that I tell her no.
Okay.
Well, my cat,
when I say no, she knows better.
My cat used to try to jump in the tree before it had died. He used to try to jump in the tree.
My cat is like a little, and my cat is like a little poodle. Like, she's trained. Like, when I say no, I mean no. She don't.
Y'all cats be taking whizzes on them damn trees. Shut that up.
No, they don't.
Bitch,
I wish
the first of all, my cat don't got to take a whiz nowhere, bitch. Her litter box stays clean.
Thank
you. There's no reason for her to be taking a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Let
you
me tell
her
you something, brother.
You put her
okay.
box
now, me and you don't get
every,
into too much, but not too
you
motherfucking
put her
much
box
with my daughter.
Tree,
okay,
every year
you
she
will not.
She got a brand new litter box.
You will not try my daughter.
You give her the same litter box every Christmas, and she don't know the difference.
Let me tell you, my cat is smart as hell, and you are not going to see and try my daughter that way.
So do you buy Christmas presents for your animal? Because mine's got
Christmas.
I do.
Let me tell you something. My cat goes to the motherfucking kitty spa, and I take my daughter to the kitty spa, and her kitty treatment is $192 every year.
I believe
you don't think you got an issue, child. Them drugs been screwed your head.
Ain't no, I don't do no drugs. This is first of all, this is my
daughter. And I do the same thing. I don't do no drugs.
I mean, you did hear it.
She gets
the kitty spa.
That's a goddamn animal.
Not too much. Exactly.
You get
my
dog.
Let me tell you something, honey.
He
I
gave
bet you if I sit
Lord
up here and started spilling tea, I ain't got to worry about her saying nothing.
I can't.
You never heard of a dog birthday party and then you
bring
your dog and everything?
Yes. My cat, when she turned one, honey, she had a kitty party.
Benji better go outside, run around in the grass and pee on a tree and say happy and bark happy birthday to his goddamn self.
Oh, no, my dog.
No.
You don't need no animal. And I thought
and,
I was
and exactly, and that's why I don't have one in my home.
My daughter is. Because
an animal,
is,
that's what it is an animal. It's not no person. Y'all probably put clothes and feed them out of bottles and every guy. Put pants
I did feed,
them.
First of all, I did feed my baby out of a bottle. She couldn't walk, she couldn't see. I did feed her out of a bottle. She wasn't nurtured by her mother. I fed her out of a bottle.
I don't like
them
that young
because
I'm scared. So
wow,
you don't like what?
I probably put a pink dress on your dog, wouldn't you, J Rock?
First of all, my dog is a transsexual. Okay.
See, got the dog fucked up.
Mark probably thinks she's a lesbian. She got her nuts snared.
First of all, my daughter is celibate like her mother. Thank you.
I don't believe that. Cat probably munch more bird than a little bit.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, because I haven't munched bird in a really long time, brother. You are not going to give that.
Did y'all remember?
I've been a very good boy these past couple of months, but I'm not going to lie. New Year's, I'm going to go off.
Did y'all know I got a friend of mine, right? I don't mean to cut y'all off when y'all are excitement.
Thank you, Naima.
I have a friend of mine, right, that knows that be making like these little sounds like from like cartoons, and I heard Eddie Murphy do the same one time. Do y'all remember in the movie The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy before he first went into that tomb when the guy told him, you know, stay on the path, don't spill the water, whatever like that. And remember that door he said that holler that he said when he walked inside the door?
No.
Y'all remember? Huh?
We said no.
Oh, you don't. He made this so listen, get in.
Naima.
What is going on?
It's
got to
be funny, Naima. Make it funny.
Naima is telling me that. And I'm sitting here waiting, too. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Y'all didn't hear it?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm
somebody
sorry.
Somebody play the drum roll.
Oh, stop. Here you go. All right, listen. Here you go. Wait a minute. I got to turn my phone up. Okay, here we go.
No, Ma, you smoking.
Look, I'm just waiting for the keys. You know what, Naima, it's the shade, because I know you're trying, and so I'm going to give you a light key, but I really didn't get it.
I think Naima is high.
You like key, like you do like so light
Naima,
key.
Naima,
key.
Naima, how many blunts you
right
smoke,
now,
Naima?
Ballroom, and
Naima,
play,
how
and
many
play.
Blunts you smoked?
Just one.
Because she is laughing at
yes,
the
God, Naima.
See, stuff like that, when you laugh at stuff like that and it's tickled you, that means you are high. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold up. We won't go there, okay, because I laugh anyway. It's a key.
Okay, listen, I just put it inside the official ballroom. Now, play it for 15 seconds on and listen to the sound when he opened up the door. It's in there now. And that's what I was talking about right there.
I don't laugh off this. I'm going to reach through this phone and punch you dead in your face.
Just play the clip, and then you're gonna hear when you open up the door.
Not in the face.
Why I gotta look at a fucking advertisement?
Just pay it. Just get into the what's the name that he made the sound. It's a key.
Naima, I can't believe I'm
timing. Naima, timing is everything. Timing.
Oh, shit, Naima, they said you on that Trayvon.
Keep your talk as pure as the water.
Listen,
neither are you. I give you this advice. Stay on the path.
Right after that.
Did y'all wait 50
minutes? Why did you make me watch that? I am the fucking fool for doing it. It's my fault.
That's
my fault.
That's the key. I gotta
figure out about J. Rock, should I watch this? Cause I just clicked on it. Should I really watch this?
Yes.
Go ahead, watch it just cause I just to show you what is going through this girl's mind.
Who are you, Monty Hall now? Child, she's such a lady.
Keep your thoughts as pure as the water.
Oh, I'm about to go smoke the rest of my blunt, honey.
Yeah, get it. Listen.
Stay on the path.
Right here.
Bitch, bye. Bitch, what the fuck you over there smoking?
That's what I said.
I told you they said she's smoking that Trayvon.
I can't even know
you. Oh, my God. Who is that? Listen.
Wait.
Now they ain't gonna do it again. It was over there.
Bitch, that was
that was you.
No, hell no.
You gonna say it was him?
Bitch, that's no. I think that.
I got a random question, everybody. A random question. If you was a buy refrigerator, no. If you was a buy refrigerator, would you do a side by side or would you do a bottom freezer?
Bottom.
I'm
not answering. Yeah, I'm done with the top freezer.
I like the bottom freezer. The bottom
freezer
is everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. Cool. I would probably do the top freezer because I don't feel like bending down to pick up no hard ass meat.
But shit, <still, laughs>
yeah. Yeah.
Why not just do the side by side?
I was trying to decide to do the side-by-side or the bottom free because it seems like the side-by-side holds more, but that will hold more for people who go grocery shopping, and I don't go grocery shopping, so.
Why?
Because I don't cook, but when I get my new place, Jason's going to be over there cooking a lot, so maybe I should just get the side-by-side.
Johnny, did you just call in?
Did y'all hear Janet?
I heard somebody saying She-Ra.
I thought somebody said, give me a beat.
Wait a minute, did somebody say something about somebody being somewhere cooking?
Oh, there you are, Punchinello, funny fellow.
Who said something about cooking?
Oh, not even we even did these songs on the even. That's funny. That's
who's
funny.
Cooking?
Stick with
bitch,
those.
Punchinello and a shoe? Oh, I'ma fuck you up.
Ooh, I have a question. Did y'all ever get into that? Did y'all ever get into that video that London posted about the little girl in the elevator?
No, what was that?
Bitch, y'all need to look at that video. Bitch, we was looking at that at work today. They put that that couldn't have been black people. I'm sorry. That little girl would have been in grave danger because I would have kicked that little hoe straight in her motherfucking face. Because you already dead. But I'm just saying.
What did she do?
Yeah, I was talking to some security guards today at work, and they gonna say that one time they played a prank on somebody in the transporting department and played like they was dead and then jumped up in the elevator. I said, yeah, your motherfucking ass would have been dead for real because I would have fucked you up.
Right.
In the elevator for you to be rising up out of the stretcher. Baby, let a dead person raise up out of a motherfucking stretcher while I'm in the elevator. You went fucked up.
Like, it's like they kept getting in the elevator, then they would push the button, then all of a sudden the lights will start flickering. Then when the lights go out, they got the little night vision on. You can see the little girl come out the
y'all hear that music?
The little girl come out the little wall. Then she'd be standing there, and when the lights come on, it just looked like a little dead girl with a teddy bear. And the people sitting up there yelling, and then she'll just go.
Oh,
no
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she
the little
just,
girl
and then she
standing
just
in the hallway.
Right, and she just look at you and go, and scream. I said, bitch, if that had been me,
did you catch the church people when they were speaking? When they was over there trying to rebuke her? It was a key,
baby. I would have. Oof.
Now who said something about cooking?
Chicago must got like
Enrique,
a super late.
Enrique, what did you say about cooking?
Goddamn feedback.
Who gonna be doing it?
You.
Girl.
Wait a minute, cooking what? Why?
I guess you gonna come. You must be coming to New York to cook at Enrique's house.
What?
That's what he said. You coming to Baltimore to cook at his house, and you're gonna be
no,
playing.
I said Jason.
And you're gonna be necking wearing
an apron. Jason doesn't live in New York.
He said you're gonna be naked in the apron cooking in his kitchen with your ass out.
That's a lot of ass.
Oh my god! What? Oh, you know what?
See?
Good night, everybody. Whatever alley we're in.
Right.
I do not do stuff like that. Why do y'all want to put me in them disgusting images? Because I don't do it. Y'all want me to do that? Do y'all want me to do that? Because I'll do that.
Bitch, I don't want to see all that blackness, child.
Bitch,
black
what blackness? Let me tell you something, bitch. Hold up. First of all, let me explain something to you, brother. My case are motherfucking over, okay? Let's not go
I'm a lesbian. Now you're giving me lesbian tease, and I don't like that.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't do lesbians, okay? I'm just putting the word out
now
there.
Now you're making me nervous talking about your ass is over. Like, I want to see them cakes, bitch.
Bitch.
Naima, give it to me. But say, a pancake ain't what till it's been flipped. I don't do that.
I'll flip neither, bitch. The fuck wrong with you? The fuck I look like Christy Yamaguchi, bitch? I don't do no gymnastics.
Not Christy Yamaguchi.
Okay. If you don't be playing no, let me tell you something. Don't play no tunes for me, okay? Don't try.
Child, I can't deal with this. Now my brother is trying to show me his cakes.
Oh, God, here you go with the bullshit, bitch. Have I ever sent you any type of pictures?
Girl, I just heard, give me a beat. What? Are y'all serious?
Oh, my God. I feel, oh, my God, where's my holy water? Where is my holy water? This child, I can't, not tonight.
Y'all is going to leave me alone on this phone.
Well,
I'm about
to go get me some Vittles because I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
No. So,
Wait, she ain't say a nightcap. She said Vittles.
Okay, that's our new word for it.
No, Vittles is food. Anybody who's from the Oakland knows that Vittles means food.
They what?
I'm about to go get me a tender Vittle.
Deb, you talking about you done with the show, bitch. I bet you ain't done with that meatloaf, bitch. Sit your fat ass down.
Who eat the meatloaf?
Dev, and at 2:43 in the morning.
Y'all love you. Mm-hmm.
So I love y'all, Daniel, and it's been nice. I love the key with y'all and everything. I'll be on listening tomorrow or whatever. Jasmine woke me up on it, and I will. But if not, I will be listening tomorrow. I love y'all, Daniel. But I'm high and I'm hungry. So
exactly.
And the day came knocking. The day must have came knocking. Work, Daniel. Work.
I knew she was high.
Naima, she said she smoked the blunt. She said it.
Yeah, but I'm hungry. Y'all see us. Anyway.
Bitch, there go that monkey again.
Let me tell you something, Jason. You gonna get with my
Jason
new places?
Is trying
at. Jason, you gonna get with my new places at, honey? I'm right. I'm not too far from your house.
Oh, she said not.
Girl,
too far.
You can live next door to me, and I will call the police on you every night and say there is some lady outside talking about I got a subway foot long, and I'm gonna be like, y'all better come get this bitch.
So, Naima, you have a legit job, or you working at Old Straw?
You know what? Good night, whatever alleyway you plan to go into.
No, I'm just saying, because I know that neighborhood is some tease at night, late at night, because right down
the street. Wait a minute, Naima, don't go over there by the chicken spot across the street from Jason's house.
Wait a minute, what the fuck do you know about the chicken spot, Ma?
No,
did you go outside while I was asleep?
Yes, I did.
I'll say, Enrique, I'll say this. My new place is on Madison. It's not down there where the girls are. It's in Bolton Hill, Madison Avenue. Anyway.
Remember, why don't you block on Madison? Because I live on Madison.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, Lord. Y'all better watch y'all back.
Literally.
Are you living Bolton Hill tonight?
Honey, literally.
Wait a minute, I'm gagging. You live in Madison? You live in Bolton Hill too, Maina?
Yeah, well, I'll be living there come January. Yes.
That's where I'm. Okay, work. I live in Bolton Hill. Okay.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Naima, good. Naima, you'll be butt naked in his kitchen cooking. That works.
Why
out.
Why gotta be butt naked?
That works out wonderful. That works out. Yes, Naima.
My cat will be so confused.
Me and your cat would be confused.
He'd be like, so good. No, not like yours, but my cat would be confused. Have you noticed how some animals just look at people like with their head tilted, like, is that a...
Yeah, Naima, work it out. You're going to get some of that.
Yeah, my cat, honey, she's fast.
Anyway, Enrique, it's a duplex. It's cute. But,
Word. So
you have a roommate?
Huh?
You have a roommate?
Yeah, it's me and my mother.
Oh, okay.
Who you and Kelly?
No, me and my real mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a duplex. So, all right, so I'm getting ready to go because I'm hungry.
Let's have a party.
I love y'all, Daniel, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow. I love you, Jasmine. Love you, Jason. Love you, J-Y. Love you, Mark, and everything. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Love you, Naima.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm gagging. She's going to be living close to us. Word. She better not make
no
that whole throw, though. Huh?
So, yeah, I think I'm going to make a little visit down to Baltimore before your play, brother.
Good. So that means so you can break in Enrique's kitchen and tell me how to play.
Let me tell you something. Don't try that Jewish shit with me, that cheap Jewish shit, okay? I'm going to need you to get things that I'm going to need to cook. I don't play around with perishables and all types of cheap shit. I don't like generic.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
I don't play around
with
the
neighborhood.
Huh?
Well, you know what, Jason? You need to start clipping some coupons.
This is for Naima.
Fucking
dead.
Oh my god. I'ma fuck
y'all
you up.
Y'all play too much.
Y'all play too much. And now, not that I like that song too. Y'all have tried it.
And then you might like it.
Mm-mm.
Now what was that? You notice every time he says something about me in his kitchen, I move on because I'm not cooking in that man's kitchen. What is wrong,
Enrique,
with you?
I will come and cook in your kitchen. Not naked, but
up.
I will cook in your kitchen.
That's what's up. Thank you. And Jason can be there too. No shame.
No,
I have a little drink for him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little drink for him.
Yes, brother, you're coming right over there.
No, I'm
me.
Not. Mm-mm-mm. This man has given me too much today, and I am
Ooh.
Through.
Ooh, no.
I don't know what I gave you. Look, I just asked a simple question, and he went off on me. And mind you, I was in a bad mood. And I was like,
see, okay, so that's where, okay,
I'm
gonna
aftermath. We'll do it aftermath.
We're going to handle this right here, right now.
No, aftermath.
We're
going
to handle this here
because
right
now. Because if y'all try to handle this right here, right
now,
y'all going to get, are your bills piling up? Don't do it now.
We're going to, no, because I worked that out with them. They know how to, they know what to do, when and how and where.
Well,
and I just want to say this. I just want to say this before bills pile up. I just want to say, in the words of Claudia Milan, fuck the underground. That bullshit ass rum. Don't nobody want to be a part of that stinking ass rum with people like the likes of you and that fucking rum. I cannot wait for the Dark Knight to attack. Wham, bam, pow, boom. In the words of Claudia Milan.
Not wham, bam, pow, boom.
Wow. But I don't know why you're worried about it because the tea always gets out of there anyway.
I'm not
worried
about it. You don't understand. It was the principle of who said what.
Right. I understand that part.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's like going to Oprah House and Gail opening the door and telling you you can't get in Oprah House. It's like, bitch, you're Gail.
Well, that is her girlfriend. No shade.
Right, but it's still not her house.
Right, exactly. Well, the verdict's still out on that. people still think they got the house together, no shame.
If Stedman opened the door, maybe you could get in. But,
no, but he lives in the
Gail
back.
Opening the door, it's like, girl, who the fuck are you, bitch? Where's Oprah? Get out the way. Bitch, you be done bombarded your way through Oprah house if Gail opened the door. That's how she
no,
feels
no,
about
catch. People to let her in. Gail lives in the house. Stedman lives in the house outside, behind the house. That's
yes,
the truth.
God.
Thing. That's the thing. That's the
go
setup.
On.
Gail is in, Stedman is out. So what do you think is going on?
Well, apparently Gail don't live there no more because apparently Oprah went on TV last week and had announced that she had a breast cancer scare and Gail read her because Gail was like, bitch, I'm your best friend. Why I found out on national television? So Oprah not using Gail like that.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not going to last long. She's going to go there and eat her pussy. She'll be happy.
Still got their lesbian lover relationship, though.
Yeah, they still got that lesbian lover relationship. I'm sure that's going to be a
key. Oprah's a lesbian. I'm convinced.
She ain't married at all. Come on now. You know she's a lesbian. I'm waiting for her to come out when she's like 70. And she's going to admit it in the interview.
And Queen Latifah.
I heard Queen Latifah came. Well, she didn't come out officially, right? But she has been like not been like too much hiding it. Is that true?
Watch Set It Off and you ain't think Queen Latifah came out, then bitch, so you was high and with me when I was watching it.
So what about Ladies First when that album came out? You didn't think she was a lesbian then?
Yeah, because Moni Love was a lesbian.
Damn. So it's
Moni Love was a lesbian?
Yeah, Moni Love is a lesbian. She am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to act like I know her.
And also that other one that's the, that was on Milan, but she got locked up, right? What was her
who
name?
Got locked
was
up?
That, huh?
Who, Milan in the House of Milan?
Yeah, there was a rapper that was in the House of Milan, a woman rapper. Like, I forgot. Is it the Brat or something like that? I want to say it's the Brat or something. One of them, she was a Milan.
Brat is in jail.
Yeah.
Or was. But
yeah,
then she got out and she started playing on Celebrity Fitness, Celebrity Rehab or Celebrity Fit something or some shit like
but,
that.
But isn't she, maybe it's Tony calling, but I think she's a Milan. Cause I remember
oh,
she was at a mall
shit?
And they called her out of the Milan.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. They called Lisa Wright and Tashina Arnold out as Ebony's.
Mm.
Yeah. I gagged when I saw them at that ball. At the, not at the
that's
Washington.
The Legends Ball. That's where Tony smacked the shit out of Jack.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Damn.
Who didn't they for that?
Oh, the lights was on for that one.
You said the lights was on for that one.
Yeah, the
wow.
lights was on for that. No, actually, it wasn't Tony. I'm sorry. It was the cousins, Tony's family from Baltimore.
Well, everybody say their goodnights, please. It's like 2:52.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Aftermath,
this is
call me.
Well,
oh, Lord.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody and shout out to the latex chapter of Ebony. We're no longer putting milk at the door, and y'all know what that means for all the people that want to just feed off our house. And I thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bitch, y'all will not.
Chow, what happened? We're not what?
Like I said, shout out to the House of Ebony Latex chapter. We will not be placing milk at the door for all the people in other houses anymore.
Oh,
what?
You talking in riddles. You need to come out with it.
You don't have to talk to riddles. They know what I'm talking about. We're tired of taking care of other houses. Let your house take care of y'all.
Okay.
Well, call the house out then, bitch.
Call the house out.
All of them.
Oops. Oh, shit. Right, well, there you have it.
So we're going to end on this note.
Good. They're going to. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at the right time.
Are you still trying to get it at the end, Jason? Are you still trying to do that? Them bills ain't pile up yet. Now, what you gotta do is get in a good conversation and somebody try to be cute. That's when it usually happens.
when somebody be like, oh, let me tell y'all, are your bills piling up? You're like,
yes, it is served Naima, bitch. I know she was gagging.
Yeah, it's gone. I can't.
Served her.
Good night, Prada. Good night, Armani.
Good night, homosexuals.
Ooh.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, not Mama's much. Family.
No, you gotta pay the PJ's theme song. I love that for that song.
Why?
I just love it.
You're right, Rod. I think I'm gonna go watch Mama's Family.
Wow.
Mama's Family was over.
Does
it even still come on?
Yeah, it still come on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Worse. They're getting paid boots then.
Nuh-uh, because I have them dead.